Yeah, he's not tossing off the crew.
He's chucking them.
I've rephrased that. I am picking them up and hurling them off of the ship.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows that these are X-rated games.
Blue Streak's going to be really upset.
That her boyfriend is tossing off other men?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the guys who won't make it.
God damn you, Johnny Rocket!
Johnny Rocket infected him with homosexuality.
He's
right.
Johnny Rocket comes up.
What?
You know,
what can I say?
Too slow, honey.
You know, if Johnny Rocket keeps it up, though, I will introduce him to certain people in Olympus. He's not going to like that. No, he's not going to like that.
No. He understands that you belong to her now, so it's like, okay, cool.
To Zeus?
Cute, but, you know.
Zeus. Oh, my God.
Okay.
He likes to turn into an animal.
All right, let's do a...
Oh, God.
Oh, that's like snot. Oh. It's like this giant...
Oh, eat it, that.
Oh, my God. It's like a... bug booger thing exploded.
This eating it. This is going to be interesting coming through the podcast because everyone's just going to hear it. What we're talking about.
Well, we just got done talking about...
all the humanity!
We got done talking about tossing off crew members.
Yes.
And now we're talking about something...
What's that?
We're being recorded right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm shutting up now.
Oh, calm down. No one cares.
No need to.
Yeah, it's not like anybody listening is going to know who you are.
It's not like anybody listens to us or anything.
Just people in Australia and England.
It tastes good, doesn't it?
It's like bubblegum.
Let's do a...
It's hideous looking, but it's like...
Let's do a brief recap real quick. This is issue number 3. In the first issue, you guys... starting to deal with the whole Japanese Nazis in an alternate timeline, 1945.
Stupid Nazis. There's always...
Joined up the resistance, kidnapped a German delegate named Wunderkind, managed to threaten him with mind raping,
wow.
And then... managed to take Freedom Eagle, who I keep calling American Eagle, so he is either American Freedom Eagle or Freedom American Eagle, or whatever at this point.
Hawkman.
Hey!
Doesn't matter.
Birdbrain?
Birdman of Alcatraz.
How about Harvey?
He's Condor Man now. Condor Man!
What about Sparrow?
No. That's okay.
No, come on.
I know you're tossing off the crew, but man, come on.
Might as well.
No passing around your gay
people in England, obviously.
There's only room for one gay character in this game, and it's Johnny Rocket.
Yeah, but Cerberus was back in the day when everybody was gay.
That's true.
Yeah, but not everybody was after dogs.
That's true.
Those that were just weird.
Yeah. Lucky for Cerberus, he was the top dog, so it worked out.
And you guys found out that the United States is working on a tachyon bomb. Professor Harold Hamilton of the United States is working on a tachyon bomb. And that's bad. You then made an issue number 2, made a little side trip up to the space station. Where you were beset upon by Acadian military.
They really get touchy whenever you steal their space station.
Yeah, when you steal their space station, they get kind of touchy. And there was a jackass commander that you managed to warp off.
I really
off
wanted
God
to hurl
nowhere.
Him to the sun or something.
Then you got in contact with his second in command, who seemed a bit more reasonable.
Has his ship spun?
Yes. Ship stopped spinning.
We have no gravity.
They're deploying some sort of a minefield around the Earth to an attempt to possibly contain any tachyon explosions. But they've agreed to let Mechanist and his group try to
stop it
before they destroy the planet. Because, well, come on. Can't let tachyon bombs, you know, in the hands of savages like Earthlings. Let's see. People are falling into strange comas. You guys have Obviously, Centurion. Jack is in a strange coma.
Jack is just strange. Now he's just in a coma.
The,
unless he's not on fire.
You found Lady Liberty, and she's in a strange coma. But also, Sala and Eldritch are now in strange comas as well.
She's not in the hospital anymore, though.
Is that okay?
At the end of the last session, Blue Streak had gone off to try to intercept the truck convoy. Now, you're not entirely sure where the convoy is coming from, but you're going to do a nice reconnaissance at your 10,000 miles an hour to try to find them, which is
2 minutes later.
Oh, there they are. Is to try to intercept the truck convoy from wherever the military escort is coming to get Nulia from Russia. You know that the Japanese submarine is going to be docking with going up to Lonely Point Naval Station and docking with the USS. Docking with the USS Ticonderoga at 0200 hours. The Japanese submarine Yojimbo.
No, it's okay.
So Blue Streak is off trying to find the truck convoy to maybe delay them, do something. We don't know yet. In this issue, we will find out.
He's streaking.
She's streaking.
She's
female.
Totally. Sweet. That makes it better.
Cerberus has commandeered a tanker ship and is throwing the crew off the ship and sailing off towards Lonely Point Naval Station
with Russian flags.
With a Russian flag as many as possible. And a nurse's outfit that's his size for some reason.
No. The nursing outfit is not my size. It's in a bag. The clown outfit was my size.
Right. The clown outfit's in your size. Sure. And there's also that pink number you've got yourself, but we won't talk about that.
That's in a bag. That's for later.
Meanwhile,
that's specifically to show the Blue Streak currently.
Meanwhile, American Eagle, Spitfire, Wind Whistler, and Jack are back at Eldritch's Sanctum, with Jack in a coma, and various others. Actually, it is coma central. The only people not in a coma there is American Eagle, Spitfire, and Wind Whistler. You guys have about 3 hours to go. It's about 11 o'clock at night before the rendezvous was supposed to happen. The Mechanist is up on board Spaceship One, toiling away in the workshop trying to build some robot pirates from specifications from our previous...
Why do we have robot pirates?
Previous issues, you guys.
But why? Do they need robot pirates?
That is a question for some strange alien.
They need to go around going, arr.
He's working on that.
Like they did before.
Up at Spaceship One with Veda in a very archaic old space station. It has tubes and everything. It's awesome.
It has vacuum tubes.
Can
you get hero points?
I suppose you guys can get hero points.
You didn't save them?
I've never had any tokens.
Oh, well, that's because you haven't played until now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have any, because you haven't played.
I'm a loser.
Pass that.
So that automatically makes you a loser?
Yes.
I am in a coma.
Oh. Hey, that's between you and them,
Okay.
I will
start dressing. I meant to type up a cheat sheet for your... for your hero points, but I forgot. If you look on the back, the second page of your character sheet, on the left-hand side, there's extra effort and hero points. I wanted to point this out for stuff you can do in-game. Extra effort you do not need to spend a hero point for, and whenever you extra effort, you immediately go into a fatigue state. Meaning if you extra effort once, then you go into fatigue. If you are still fatigued and you extra effort again, you go into exhausted. Etc. Until you are unconscious. You can spend hero points to get rid of the fatigue state. But you have those hero points to spend, and what's under the hero points is what you can do. And then extra effort is you can do it any time. It's just you pay for it, obviously. So unless anyone has any questions, we will dive on in. We will just start here on my... on my wonderful left, and I need a... let's look at your skills here. What do you got? Probably... We'll go. Give me a search check with plus two because of your notice. And we'll see how fast you find. You will find the convoy. It just depends on how fast you're going to find them at this point. Because it is getting dark, so it is nighttime now.
Good taste. Well, terrible aftertaste.
Okay.
Do you have any gummies in your car?
You will find them. Takes you about an hour or so to do it. So, I mean, they're about 2 hours out. They're coming up. There are no interstates yet, so they're just coming up the highway. It is a convoy of 12 Air Force trucks. And they look like this.
Okay.
Your mother wears combat.
There are 12 of those. All of them actually have a covering on the back. They can set up a tarp covering. Mm-hmm. So they all have a covering on them, so you don't know really how many people are in them. You would assume some of them are empty, some of them are decoys, whatever. But those are the markings on them. Your character doesn't really have any military background, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you really don't know what the designations mean.
I'm trying to avoid eating.
But you first run into
what? This is what those guys that you're tossing off the ship look like after you're done with them.
You first run into them about.
I'm not smashing them against the deck and turning them into goo.
You first run into them about 70 miles outside of 70 miles away from Lonely Point.
Okay.
So they're more or less they're passing the city on their way up to Lonely Point.
I'll follow them for a while because I don't want to attack too early and tip off. Give them a chance to tip off that something's going on.
I'm pretty sure they'll probably be arriving at the base about half an hour before the rendezvous with the sub.
And also, so probably giving them time to get them situated and whatnot. I'll go to the doctor.
So that's where they're at.
Does it burn?
Obviously, for them, it does. We're having a horrible conversation. Ignore us.
Jafar Cree.
I don't know how to respond to that. Not enough Stargate, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Jafar Cree.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I saw that. I was like, hey, that's
you have to have a slug inside of you, though.
Yeah. Do you have a slug inside you?
It goes right underneath the stomach.
Ew.
I don't think so. But
we're saying this after you ate those gummy bears.
You already have a slug inside of my house.
Hey, you guys chose to eat them. We're just cashing in on that.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't leave a slimy.
No. They weren't gummy bears. They were gummy tarantulas.
They would be
right, gummy bears are
slugs.
Gummy bears are copyrighted.
That's right, because they're not fully grown. They're immature slugs.
That's true. They're larvae.
Yeah.
So
because they grow.
There you go.
Is that like chest bursters?
No, they take them out before they do that, and they put them in. I don't know if they go and throw it in the ear. I don't remember. They put them either in. No, it's the back of the head.
Back of the head.
Yeah, and then they devour your essence and
we're going off on a horrible tangent.
Stargate. Which one, Stargate Max? I have a book. It's awesome.
So do I. It's out of print, in fact.
Sweet, more expensive then.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going for $100. It's sold on eBay.
Not yet. I'm gonna hold on to it.
It's actually a cool book for.
It is.
What it is. Anyway, the. Good old Cerberus.
Mm-hmm.
You're on board the ship.
With my Russian beard that I purchased.
You with the Russian
took it from
beard
someone.
That you took from somebody.
How did you attach it to your face? Did you
soak
it with
blood on it?
Don't ask.
You really don't want to know.
How was it attached to his face?
There were
the skin off with the beard.
There were about.
How many moogs?
Man overboard! Everyone's overboard!
Crap.
Because some of them I just tell them to jump off.
Like, jump, and they go,
because I bend some metal.
Okay. There were 33 guys on the ship. There are now 9.
Yeah. I need
everyone. Everyone else has been either thrown off. The other 9 have been tossed off.
I'll keep them on the ship.
I'll keep them on there somehow, yeah. What are you doing with these 9 guys?
They stay in the... Well, are they the pilots and stuff? Because I want to keep the people who drive the ship.
Give me a luck roll, baby.
Well, they better learn how to pilot the ship.
If you don't know how to grab the ship, you better learn real fast.
God, two down.
Not a single
one. Well, you see, you had this altercation with one guy on there, and you sort of threw him about 40 miles out to sea. Turns out that was the pilot. You got the navigator, but you don't got a pilot. You got the pilot's second assistant, who has never driven the ship before.
Okay.
But he's read a book.
I'm going to find something very large.
He's seen it done a lot of times. And they all comment on your perfect Russian.
Excellent, comrade. This is what we're going to do. You are going to pilot the ship. If you screw up, I'm going to do this to you.
Ka-ching. Right.
The other eight are just general crew members.
Yes, yes. You, go get me coffee. You, go jump off.
Well, we have no coffee, just vodka.
That's fine. Very good. We are invading America. Go get the guns.
But we just left America.
You are an idiot. We are invading America.
But we just left America. Why did we... If we were already in America, why did we leave America to come back and invade America?
Didn't you get the memo?
There are memos?
Yes. The Russian Navy is over there.
The Russian Navy was destroyed.
That's what you think. There's tons of them out there. Millions and millions of Russians.
Give me a bluff check.
Don't roll a one.
Hey, I got bluff. I got an eight. You believe me, right?
That's intimidate.
No, that'll come later.
That'll come when bluff fails.
Yeah. You don't believe me? Oh, I'm sorry.
Why you didn't do that in the first place? As soon as he starts...
Because I'm not a violent individual.
Yes, you are. No, we just like tossing up. Semen.
That never came out really, really wrong. Don't ever say that again.
Well, he was tossing them off earlier.
Ever. I don't care. All
right.
That's bad. Holy freaking God.
Well, see, they don't have any ranks in sense motive, so.
That's good. You will fail your sense motive, comrade.
I think you are lying, comrade. Right, now there are eight people on
the table. Who else thinks I am lying?
Give me your intimidate check.
God. Well, I have a plus 14, so that's an 18.
Yeah, they got a 4. We believe the glorious Russian people have formed together a wonderful armada of ships to take on America.
Excellent.
Don't throw us off the ship.
I'll grab a life jacket and throw it out the window.
Thank you, comrade.
Excellent. You're the new captain. I'm the admiral. Yes, I am the new Russian admiral.
All right, admiral.
Excellent. More vodka.
Can I? The political officer?
Yes, you're the political officer.
Excellent.
Can I get a pay raise?
You don't get paid.
Okay. So what do you want us to do, admiral?
Head to... Where are we heading? What's
the place? Lonely Point Naval Station.
Head to Lonely Point.
All right. You know that is naval base, and they will put us out of water without authorization.
I am the authorization.
We're invading.
All right. We will deal with that when we get to it. It will take us about an hour to get up there.
Transition.
You're screwed.
You can't go any faster.
This is an oil tanker. We have not unloaded the ship yet.
It's a giant bomb.
Nature.
1940s.
Yes, but see...
No one cared about the nature.
I'm not a human.
That's true. So why would you care about the name?
I don't.
There you go.
But Blue Streak might.
It's the 40s. Blue Streak doesn't even know about nature.
Environmentalism hasn't been created yet.
We're just getting to the wonders of atomic energy!
Blue Streak is concerned about getting the seams on her hose right.
That's true. Toss the oil overboard!
We will purge the tanks.
That will make us go faster, correct?
It will. It will take some time to empty all of the ballast in the tanks.
Oh, God.
Just show me where they're at.
Let's see. We will take care of it coming out. If you start punching holes in the ship, we sink and not bad.
I was thinking we're blowing up.
Admiral will probably do something
like
water
and bomb. All he's got to do is get it close, pick it up, and throw it.
Giant smoke screen.
I was thinking more of using it as a giant bomb instead of emptying out all the oil.
No one has told Cerberus this.
Too bad.
Too bad no one's there.
Cerberus believes this is going to be a glorious battle to the death with his new Russian comrades, and you're going to stand behind him.
Far, far behind him.
Well, not too far. Because
meanwhile, up on Spaceship One, you're busying yourself working on manually building things. You're having to stretch and do all your things because you're the only one there. And Beta has no automation up here.
So all I get is snide comments occasionally.
Yes. Like, are you sure that goes there? I mean, really, come on. Look at the picture. It's supposed to be 30 degrees to the center.
I made the picture. Check.
It says insert slot A into tab B, not D, B.
The instructions are in Japanese.
But insert tab B into slot A.
They're in Korean. What the hell?
made in Taiwan.
No wonder it's a piece of junk.
You've been working for a little while. Mm-hmm. When Veda pipes in, we're being hailed by one of the Acadian ships. It's Sub Commander Nick-Nack,
Paddywhack.
Come in.
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Sure.
A few minutes goes by, and you know the ship docks, and a retinue of Acadian military comes on board with the Sub Commander.
But that's what we need to find.
And they make their way up to the workshop. And a Acadian walks in sort of a similar uniform, but less...
Not quite as important.
Right. And not quite with the stick up his ass, like the other one. And he greets you by the name you gave him.
To cook.
Hmm?
To cook.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm Sub-Commander Nick-Nack. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am curious if you need any assistance. Because I, for one, would rather not have to blow up this planet. And if there's anything I can do or my men can do to help you, please let me know.
Oh, okay. Sure, I'll be more than happy to let him help. I start spouting out technical babble.
Okay. I will have an engineering crew come up.
I like these guys.
Engineering crew is on its way. What is it exactly you're doing?
I was reactivating... I'm sorry, I wasn't reactivating. I was technically improving the...
Well... With the schematics you have, you're not going to be able to build these things to the specifications that you have. Uh-huh. You're going to have to downgrade them.
Yeah,
you just don't have the technology in this station to build these things.
Right now, I was trying to get the...
You can build them, they're just not going to be nearly as nice.
Yeah, I was going to try and get the workshop up and running, as long as with the power systems as well.
Okay. If it would help, we can divert power from my ship to power a few more systems if you need it.
Sure.
All right, but you're building. Why are you building robots?
Assistance, because we're attempting to stop the tachyon transfer.
Oh, sure. All right. Do you know where this tachyon transfer is supposed to happen?
Lonely point from the USS to come.
Ticonderoga. All right. You're speaking of this tachyon being, this actual being is being transported.
Yes,
over.
The being. As far as I know, it's actually a naive sentient.
So is your mission to kill this being, or what?
Simply get it out of dangerous hands.
Ah.
It's not its fault that it was created the way it was.
All right. Well, I will be glad to assist you, and my men are at your disposal.
Yes.
Just be careful with tip bends. Oh my god.
Back at the sanctum. You two are sitting in the place. You've got 3 hours to go before the rendezvous. Blue Streak is not there, neither is Cerberus, and Mechanist is still up on his station. Freedom Eagle is with you.
Did you guys name right?
Oh, yes, that Johnny Rocket is up there with you, and he's helping as much as he can. Okay. He's obviously not technical-minded, but he can go get stuff.
I need that.
So, you guys are in the Sanctum. What is it you guys are doing in the Sanctum right now?
Trying to wake everybody up. You must wake up. You must wake up. No, I don't know. I'm going around checking on everybody, making sure everybody's actually comfortable and not, you know, in an awkward position that's going to injure them.
And on Jack, you put his tips of his fingers in a bowl of water.
Not waking up. There,
what are you doing?
Doing what I'm told.
What are you being told to do?
Everybody else is unconscious, so...
There's him. And there's a guy who can't do very much, right? And that's it, right? So what are you telling me to do?
Keep everybody comfortable. We'll find out what we're supposed to do when everybody else gets here.
I'm rubbing my bow.
She has to rub her bow to make sure it stays... What is it, oiled?
You're oiling the bow.
You're tossing off the bow. Okay.
She's tossing off the bow.
Ha!
It's Medusa's bow. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. It is Medusa's bow.
Turns men to stone.
Not really. If it does, she hasn't figured that out yet.
It just shoots him dead.
Okay, well, she hasn't spent the power points on it. Back.
Until Medusa pumps out.
It's a chemical treat.
Freedom Eagle. I'm loyal. He's busy checking on everybody. Freedom Eagle will come to you when it's time. Your little mentalist friend, do you have mental contact with him?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
The comic panel
has a censored bar on it.
No, you just see massive offenders. Move along.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Do you have mental contact with him at this distance?
I think so.
Could you ask him to see if he can locate Cerberus, Blue Streak?
Is that a little person on there?
Yeah, Cerberus and Blue Streak, because I'd like to see where they are at and what progress they're making. Because if we're going to be going up to Lonely Point, we need to get going soon. So
okay. And I just have to think to communicate with him, right? I am thinking for Mechanist.
Yes.
You should have hold music, by the way.
Does that show up for people who aren't protective?
Would that be your mentalist's hold music?
Once she thought hers was Eye in the Sky.
That was her theme song.
That was her theme song. She took over.
She became like a pure mental being.
I watch her out forever.
Sorry to interrupt you.
More than welcome to. What can I help you with?
Do you know where the others are?
Yes.
The big guy and the other girl.
Yes, I believe one is tossing off Russians.
I can hear you, comrade, and I can hit you with something.
I believe the other one is running around, big surprise.
I thought he wasn't into that.
Okay, I don't think that's going to help very much. What about location?
Oh.
Coordinates?
It's not edited anyway, so they'll just have to miss it.
Meanwhile.
But yeah, I'm about Russians 70 dead. I'm about 70 miles from Lost Point.
They're treading water and oil and
stuff.
The
convoy that's coming in.
Dead.
Once they get a little closer, I don't want to do it yet, though, because
if you can, just try and make sure they continue to their course.
Do you need any help? Does she need any help? I should say.
Do you need any help?
Not at this point. Do you want me to stop them at any point, or just follow them in?
Let me get back to you on that. I want to see where Cerberus is. Is he not with you?
No, he's not.
Oh, no.
He was going to, something about, I haven't seen him pretty much all afternoon. Oh, I haven't been able to find him.
That can't be good.
We're out of vodka, comrade. Open up another case.
No, we have crates of vodka.
Excellent.
We are Russians. We stockpile vodka. Hey. When we don't have vodka, we have potatoes to make vodka.
Keep drinking.
We never stop. We are Russians.
we're going to get, like, yelled at by a bunch of Russian listeners. We don't drink all the time!
Yes, you do.
You're crazy Americans!
Shut up, Russians. Yes, we drink all the time. Besides, the Russians, not understanding a word we're saying.
And it's in an alternate world, too, so maybe these Russians do drink all the time. They don't have no country.
They subsist
anymore.
Entirely in alcohol. Yeah.
And the dwarves.
They have a giant grudge book?
In an alternate universe, they the dwarves have Russian accents instead of Scottish.
Exactly. Excellent comment. Okay. What's going on with Cerberus?
Cerberus is drinking himself stupid. Correction. No, he's probably... He's drinking himself.
I'm not sure cannot he can. Get drunk, comrades.
Did you say comrades?
I think he's getting into character.
Cerberus, where are you?
I am in Russia. I mean, I am on a Russian ship.
You're in Russia?
No, I am... Wait a second. One moment. I'm taking over a vessel. And I'm going to use it to run it in to this naval place and cause a lot of commotion.
They had
a lot of oil and stuff. It's slowing me down, so I'm dumping it out the back.
Okay.
Comrades.
That can't be good.
Oil.
Was it a lot of oil?
I don't know. Let me find out.
Stop. Stop dumping. Oh, my dear lord.
Was it a full tank over?
Is it empty?
Just about, comrade.
Excellent.
We are running faster, yes.
I think you're gonna.
Everything's fine.
I think you're gonna start thinking you're a 12-year-old for the rest of your life.
Comrades, now let us all smoke.
We never stop.
But yes, we're going to cause a big commotion, and with my empty
the sea of flame behind you,
my empty tanker of oil. Is hurling itself, flammable oil is hurling itself towards the naval base.
Oh god, am I in on this?
Yeah, he's advising you of this.
If he wanted to cause a commotion, why did he empty out the oil?
I do not attempt to understand.
I put the oil back in the tanker.
I think you're gonna get you.
All right. So you're with the convoy, and the convoy is about 60 or so miles out, roughly, from Lonely Point. You're a little ways out of Lonely Point Naval Station now. You're going to be running into obviously some issues coming up pretty soon. I'm almost certain. That will be a bit of a distraction. It will be a bit early for the distraction, but. We'll roll with that.
Yeah, time.
Do you need assistance?
No.
Excellent, because I didn't want to come out there anyway.
I guess you could send out, like, a cleanup crew or something.
and Mechanist, what are you doing?
It doesn't look like the robots are going to quite be finished yet.
With the help of the engineering team, you can probably get about... About 25 have been made in time within the next few hours.
Good. Never mind. I will have a small robot army.
Is it better for me to stay with the convoy or to go out and stay with Cerberus on the boat?
Try and keep a short leash on him, please.
You could turn off your mental. I can hear you!
What's the point? I can take over your mind anyway.
You might be kind
of. Get out of my head.
I don't know how. You're not going to be able to maneuver out there, is the problem.
Yeah.
It's on a boat in the middle of...
Can you run across the water?
Yes.
I could come and get you.
All right. Spitfire, Wind Whistler, and I are still at the Sanctum. We are going to head out here and head towards the naval base. I would say... With you on one side, Blue Streak, and you on the other, Cerberus, I think that might be a decent enough distraction for us to slip in, and we're gonna have to wait for the submarine to get in here because we don't know where it is. But that will be enough of a distraction, I think, if you can hold them at your specific locations long enough, we can slip in there and hopefully get Nulia out of there by the time. Because it's going to take us about 2 hours to get up there, maybe a little longer depending on various things. But it's not like we can all fly through the air up there. It's going to be, we want to go incognito.
Paintbrush.
So,
actually, could I actually use my security clearance to get them in?
Do you want to paint?
No, not really.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, she paints. She's really good.
Mechanist, you have that whole teleportation thing. Can you
look at my desk?
Can you get
any guys on my desk?
This your army of dudes down there when we need them.
Yeah.
Like when the I'm thinking when the ship docks, you transport them down there on top onto the deck of the aircraft carrier. We go in the chaos, get Nulia out of there. And then when we send a signal, can you mentally link all of us?
Supposedly.
Okay, excellent. Let's do that. But we will, then once we get Nulia, Cerberus, you can take Nulia out of here, can't you, with your teleportation?
Yes.
Okay. I would say we'll take him back here to the Sanctum.
Is it all right if it's a little miniature dragon?
Everybody falls unconscious at the Sanctum.
Well, no one else has fallen unconscious yet, and we really don't have anywhere else to go that Lady Liberty didn't know about. And we don't know if she was compromised mentally. We don't know what put her in this state. So.
Okay. I'll take care of it.
We'll need to get to a safe place after that, and we'll need to get out quick in the chaos, because they're going to do all they can to not let us get away with this million guy. All right. So that's the plan. We got it? Okay.
Sorry, was I in on all that?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Where's Spitfire?
Then I was listening.
Okay.
Where is he physically?
Yes.
Him?
Yes.
Oh, that way?
That way.
Okay. The three of us are going to be heading off. We need to leave, like, now. But we can't use our powers to get out there.
We gotta walk?
Walk, drive, I don't know. However we can get out there the fastest, obviously, we probably want to take a car.
Okay.
I don't have a car.
The neighbors next door, I believe, might have a car, and they make really nice cookies.
Really?
Where are you?
Oh, we could do the City of Heroes and use the mass transit system.
1945, there's no mass transit system.
The gasp.
Well, damn, I have drive.
They probably have a car if they seem to have them outdoors. They were a nice couple.
Because, I mean, we can't fly out there. This is not going to happen, and your teleportation isn't far enough to get us there right now.
True.
Plus, I want to try to get us in under the radar. As much as possible.
Could just ask them.
Skim the treetops.
Car it is. Is there any cars out front?
Just go ask the neighbor.
Yeah, there's a couple cars out on the.
Seriously, tell them Cerberus sent you.
Are they our cars?
No.
Who's ours?
Of course they're not our cars.
Is it possible the Blue Streak would have a car? I didn't buy one.
I have a motorcycle.
Would Blue Streak have a car?
Yes.
It's your character. Would Blue Streak have a car?
Yes, I have drive. She can't, like, just run to work.
Then yes, she has a car. It's probably not near the Sanctum, however. But you do have a car.
I have a car that is not near the Sanctum.
There's neighbors next door. They have a car.
I'll go to the neighbors next door.
Just tell them Cerberus. They let me use the phone.
Spitfire.
Do you have a car, Spitfire?
Not here.
Not here.
Okay.
I'll give them the location of my car.
Spitfire.
I can fly.
They can use my motorcycle, too.
Yes, sir. My motorcycle is out front.
You are in checking on... 271. Who are you checking on?
I was checking on Mr. Psycho Guy there.
That doesn't really narrow it down. Eldridge.
Psycho Guy.
Jack.
The Flaming Guy.
Okay.
Flaming
Man. He's not really flaming.
He's kind of smoldering right now.
Smoldering right now, yeah.
I do remember.
You're looking at him and he's doesn't seem to have any change. How long do you want to stay with him right now?
Well, got other things I gotta get done, so I just want to check on him real quick. I'll check
Freedom Eagle pops up in the door. You're
a Boba Fett.
The Windwhistler is going to see if she can get us a car, because we need to leave to get to the Lonely Point Naval Station now.
You can fly. I can fly.
We need to try to go in sort of in. We need to go in under the radar because Cerberus and Blue Streak are dealing with a distraction. We can get in during the chaos, but I don't think we'll get in very unnoticed if we go flying in.
Okay.
He actually has his flight harness off. His wings are folded up, and they go into a nice briefcase. He knows where he had them.
Alien dude.
And he has his mask off.
Yes.
I need you to call the Coast Guard in about an hour and tell them there's a lot of sailors in the water.
She's trying to find us a car, and he just sort of stops in mid-sentence. And at this point, you notice Jack is sitting up.
Anyone get the number of that interdimensional semi-truck? Ow.
I'll go check on Eldritch and Centurion to see if they're awake. And he runs off.
So welcome back. Been out for a while.
How long is a while? And
well, about 5 decades in the bath in the opposite direction that we should be going.
I may not be the greatest at math, but how did we get 50 years in the past?
Good question.
More than 50 years, really.
Well, it's what is it, 80 now?
You were in 2014.
60 years.
Yeah. So how did we go backwards? And I'm confused.
Yeah, join the club. Apparently, well, when we rescued Centurion, something happened, and we went into an alternate timeline. And this alternate timeline, the Nazis and the Japanese were winning, apparently.
One.
Okay.
So, yeah. Not exactly a happiest place on Earth.
Where are we right now?
We're in Eldritch's lair.
Okay. And what have I missed for us getting home?
We have no idea how to get home.
Okay,
then. We're working on it.
What is the plan?
Good question.
The other
no idea.
Freedom Eagle pops appears back in the doorway. The others are still unconscious.
You must be the eagle person.
My name's Freedom Eagle, yes.
Freedom Eagle, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you are?
I'm Jack. Nice to meet you.
Jack. Nice to meet you. Are you part of their little entourage?
Yes, Horatio and I go back quite a ways.
That's a way of putting it.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
When you tried to melt my face.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, for you, maybe. Well, actually, it wasn't for you, considering I put you through about 40 feet of solid dirt.
About 40, 50 feet of concrete and dirt. It was good times. We go way back.
All right, then.
Yeah, long story. Don't worry about it.
You know, guys.
Well, we got about a two-hour car ride ahead of us.
Why are we car riding?
Because apparently we want to go under the radar and
he'll fill you in.
Bad idea.
Well, we can fly skim the treetops. Nobody.
Well, they don't. We don't want to raise a ruckus. Apparently, whereas I'm just like.
Well, then I won't break the sound barrier.
Yes, breaking the sound barrier and going under the radar is nice. However, there's going to be people on the ground who can spot us.
People who put ranks in notice. What the heck kind of people are these?
Yeah,
soldiers.
Crazy ass soldiers.
I could push the car.
They don't want to put any guns.
No,
because then they might actually
hit
us.
We need to go in as stealthily as possible while a Blue Streak and Cerberus.
You take all the fun out of being so super. I mean, jeez. Can't even make a dramatic entrance?
Apparently not.
Well, we can make a dramatic entrance once. We can make the dramatic entrance once. Once our colleagues start the distraction.
Oh, okay. I can handle that.
Well, in the chaos, but we need to wait until the submarine rendezvous with the Ticonderoga.
Submarine and the Wakuma Roga?
I'll explain what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Becca!
This is the plot.
You go up next door, knock on the door. This old man opens the door. Like, oh, how can I help you, honey?
Hello.
Please, come in.
Okay.
Martha, we got a guest. Do they want cookies? Would you like cookies? My wife just made a batch.
What kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip.
That would be nice.
Little American flex.
I haven't had cookies in a long time.
She comes out a few minutes later with this tray with probably about 8 or 9 cookies on it. A glass full of milk.
Ooh,
here you go, sweet. Sit down. What can we do for you?
Cookies.
Well, are you friends with, or do you know my friend Cerberus? Big feller, you're big, right?
8 feet tall.
He's a big feller, tall.
Big fella with the with big fella with the stubble.
Yes.
Big fella with the stubble.
The shaggy guy. Yes.
Yes.
I remember. He was a very sweet boy. He had a phone call come in for him.
Oh really?
Yes.
What was it?
It was a friend of his named Nick or Rick or something said he gave our number to contact him. He left this phone number to call. She gave him a piece of paper.
1-800-SATAN.
Satan.
And
call now!
I used to work for Hades.
1-800-HADES.
Was that who it was? Hades?
He had mentioned that you might be willing to let us borrow a car.
Now Hades is looking for him.
Damn it, where's my dog?
We
over there.
Gets out of the yard. I need to chip him, damn it.
And away.
We need to borrow a car if you'd be willing to let us borrow one. None of us seem to have access to one. Do you own a car?
Yeah, I think it's got gas in it, Martha, don't you think? I think we put gas in it about 4 months ago, yes. We don't drive it much. We walk to church.
That's very admirable of you.
These poor people are going to die of horror.
But if you need to borrow the car, if you're friends with that nice Cerberus, George, I think that'll be fine.
We can be sure to fill it up for you before we bring it home.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Is it an emergency?
A little bit,
yeah.
Here you go.
Like the world will end.
Thank you for the cookies. They were very yummy.
Oh, anytime, dearie. What was your name?
My name is... What is my name? I forgot.
Also assuming you're not there in costume.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Caislin, that's my name.
Caislin, it's nice to meet you, Caislin.
Yes, it was nice to meet you, too. And your cookies are wonderful. I'm going to have to come back for more.
Well, I'll give you the recipe, dear.
Thank you. All right, so we will bring the car back full of gas for you.
Well, it's old.
Sorry.
I got us a car.
Good for you.
Who can drive? I can probably drive, too.
Wait, no, I told you wrong.
No, we can't drive.
Does the car have...
Well, you can drive. It's just, you don't have drive skill. It's if you get combat driving or any stunts, you can't do that.
Oh, no, you can certainly try
it. Yeah, I probably would have.
I was going to say, are you shitting me? Is Blue Street going to have to come back and drive them to the base?
In 2010 or wherever they're from, people don't drive.
Yeah, we fly. We have spaceships. We fly everywhere.
So you have to get a flying license, huh?
How far is the drive to this place?
It's about a 2-hour drive through the highway and whatnot. The car's out back, dear, and it's under a tarp next to the work shed.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll go out and uncover the car.
Car's never been driven 60 miles an hour in its life.
You steer. I'll hide in the trunk and push.
Might need to put gas in it, guys.
I won't melt the car. It might just smolder a little bit. That's why we have the trunk cracked open.
One classic 1945 style, they will draw you in the car with no damage to the car. It's a beautiful torch. Yes, you're on fire, but they did it with the human torch all the time.
I noticed that, too.
What?
Are you looking at her panties?
Yeah, she needs to wear pants.
Yeah, she needs to wear something with full coverage.
What are you talking about?
The fish chick. She's not in my universe because I think she's dumb.
She's
a siren, I think.
She needs
whatever
to wear pants.
Anyway.
Or at least full coverage briefs.
Yeah.
Was her butt cheeks hanging out? Oh, God. And she's a fish lady. Oh,
so the four of you go out back to the car. and there's some car underneath this very dusty, you know, got dead leaves on it tarp. Pull it on off, and underneath is so 19. Oh gosh, you guys are sort of out of your element really with this, but probably a car from the 30s, black, big. It's about a 4 or 5 seater. In good shape. It's kind of dusty. Black car. It's got a convertible top.
Do we know how to operate it?
Manual.
You look into it and you're like, I have no clue. You can drive a modern car, but not this thing.
All right, guys. You guys figure out how to do it.
I can drive. But you uncover it, you know, dust it off a bit, it's Cadillac.
I know that brand name.
This car goes crunch.
Hmm?
It will be a shame when this car goes crunch.
Especially considering the 1930s Cadillacs were very, very...
But don't worry, I'll get them a new one.
We have to bring it back to them with a full tank of gas. I promise. That's they gave me like cookies.
Ooh.
Nice car.
Oh, hey. And Cerberus will go get them a new one if it's broken.
Did you see, honey?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Not oh, yeah. 1936 Cadillac, isn't it?
38.
You were right the first time.
It's lovely.
I thought it was a 36. The bumper's a little different than what I'm used to seeing.
Looking around, it's a 1938 Cadillac Fleetwood V16.
16 valve.
V16.
Yeah. Talk about a fast car.
You guys get into it, and you know, this car hasn't been driven in months. It does have gas in it. Freedom Eagle works on the clutch a little bit, pulls the choke. Starts up the car, and the car starts with a sputter. Pa, pa, pa!
My God, it's
that's it in reverse.
Peter's car.
You guys drive on off, drive on out, get on the road, and hit.
On roading.
It's Detective Store's car. Oh my God.
No, this is a much nicer car than Detective Store's car.
It makes the same sound.
Not nearly as many bullet holes. And it's not held together with spit and baling wire.
I did ask the alien dude to call the
Coast Guard
to pick up some sailors that had fallen off the ship.
That's fine.
Fallen
out of frame, out of mind. They'll be fine. Of course.
Provided
you have to make sure. Oil and people, they mix.
But you hop in the car and you take off. So fast forward a bit. You guys are now in a position of relative secrecy. Nobody seems to have followed you.
Despite the trail of smoke heading out of the car window.
There's lots of cars like this, right?
Exactly. The your little armada is ready.
Okay.
So, do you want to hit the convoy just before it gets there, a little bit before it gets there, when it gets there, after it gets there?
When it gets there to distract the base.
Okay. In a nice, you know, convergence, all this stuff is going to happen at once. Lucky us, huh? All right. Well, we'll start over here with you. 12 trucks.
Start with the sonic boom.
Okay. In the middle of them, front truck, back truck.
The middle. It's a 50-foot radius.
So that'll get about two or three trucks in there, two and a half trucks.
Yeah. And I'll start with the front and get them.
Okay.
And go back, because that'll stop the ones in the back. It's
Now, are you hitting it, like, within sight of the base, or are you hitting it, like, as they pull up to the gate, or how do you want to do that?
As they pull up to the gate.
Okay. Excellent.
And all the wheels fall.
Big bada boom.
Bada big, a jada boom.
Alright, well, I will need an initiative from. I'll need an initiative from everybody here in a minute. But, Cerberus?
Okay.
As you guys are you're pulling up, pulling up to the. Getting within sight of Lonely Point Naval Station, you start getting crackling on the radio.
Okay. As soon as the radio crackles,
I tell the pilot to just put the ship in a straight point towards the base.
Okay.
I grab the crew, dimensionally travel to Olympus, dump the crew.
Okay.
Poor crew. They would have been better with off if you just chucked them over the side of the ship.
We need to stop drinking so much vodka.
No. This is
need to drink more vodka, obviously.
I'll pick someplace nice in Olympus for them.
Okay.
Come back and pick up the radio.
Which god are you taking them to?
Well,
everyone but Hades lives up there. So.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to take them to the alcohol god because then I'll come back and they'll be in like fucking animals.
You probably don't want to take them to Hephaestus.
No,
that would we're gonna work that out of your system.
No, we're gonna probably go with Aphrodite.
Oh.
Oh, those poor guys.
Never ever have sex again.
Cerberus is like, Aphrodite's perfectly nice and everything.
Yeah, once you appear there, they just stop talking.
I'll just shut their mouths and kind of drink.
If Jessica Alba's walking around.
Jessica Alba plays the role of Aphrodite.
Oh, yes.
Always.
And then you port back.
Yeah, and pick up the radio.
And then Ethan starts drooling.
You pick it up. It's in mid-sentence. This is Lonely Point. This is Lonely Point Naval Station. You do not have authorization to be in these waters. Please state your please heave to and prepare to be boarded by the first naval ship. We've dispatched navy ships to.
Excellent, comrade. Our ship has been attacked, and I cannot control it. Most of the crew is dead or dying, and I cannot stop the ship. I'm very sorry.
Give me your bluff check.
I can't love anything. Actually, that's not bad.
I'd like to see you intimidate over the radio.
Oh, you're questioning me! You're not questioning the motherland! That would be a 17.
I got a 5. All right. What's your ship designation?
Actually, I'll just give them a Russian ship name.
Okay. All right.
In Russian. In a very, very bad, some regional dialect.
Help is on the way. Is there? Can you steer your ship at all? Is there
any way
you can slow the ship down?
No.
Steering wheel is broken.
We're all fine down here. How are you?
Fine. We're fine.
We have pumped out all the oil, so there will be no fire. Son of a bitch. I mean, yes. We're not all fine. Like I said, some of the crew went nuts, jumped off overboard. I'm the only one left.
You're the only one on board the ship?
Yes.
Okay, well, help is on the way.
I need medical treatment.
All right, help is on the way, sir. Remain calm. We should be there in just a few moments.
We have lots of vodka, though.
That's good, sir. One of our ships will be out there to help you within moments, all right, sir?
That's excellent, but... Okay, the vessel's going very fast. Please do not shoot me, comrade!
Alright, help is on the way, sir.
Holy God, don't kill me! My mother, my poor mother. I'll just go off in Russian.
Okay.
Yeah. Shove this 8-foot-tall guy's like crying in the corner. He'll be like. Okay.
All right, Blue Streak, what's your initiative?
64.
just yes.
You're pretty darn good. That's the exact same as Johnny Rocket. Spitfire, what's your initiative?
Oh, shit, I didn't roll.
I'm just going to go ahead and get everyone's initiative.
Yeah, I got a 3 plus what?
Plus 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 3. Yeah. I got a 4.
Yeah, that's more than like you usually roll.
You want my die roll?
No. You can add it all. It's fine.
I can add it all?
Yeah.
22.
Mechanist?
13.
And Zerberus?
I got 9.
I got a
Do
4.
I get one?
No. Let me add it in here real quick. Okay. Hang on, Jack.
So if they get too much wog, Andre, do they explode?
Yes.
What's your initiative bonus?
My miscast table is even worse than the one in the book.
We are not good
In fact, I think on over half the results, it results in him exploding.
22?
Yeah. Him exploding or the people around him?
If I roll double ones, he explodes, and every orc group on the entire board explodes.
They take a d6.
D6.
Strength 4 hits?
Yeah.
No, what's your fortitude save?
Strength 4?
No, I'm sorry, 16. Mm-hmm.
Reflex?
Zero.
And willpower?
Do they still have, like, the foot of one of their orc?
Foot of Mork?
Yes.
Fist of Gork, foot of Mork.
Alright, what do you get in your initiative?
I can grab my voice in a second.
Oh, I was just curious, because I remember they had that, they used to, so.
Yeah, it was always funny to watch them go. They had a little template that looked like a foot.
Well, Justin's shamans used to just explode, so.
That's because he rolled like crap, dude. He made my rolls in Warhammer for you. Warhammer looked good.
In the grim future of Hello Kitty, there's only
war. Alright. Not surprising, Blue Streak will actually go first because your initiative bonus is higher than Johnny Rocket.
Oh, okay.
But Johnny Rocket's still up on the space station. Anyway.
Is this before or after the sonic boom?
This is the surprise round, so your sonic boom is going to be going off.
Okay, then I will run by and set off the sonic boom. It's a 50-foot burst. It's a dazzle effect.
All right, you get the first two trucks and half of the third truck, and it plus the gate. When you do the sonic boom, all the glass in that radius just explodes out.
All the guards standing go
flying. You know, the guards just standing near the gate hit the deck because they think it's blowing up. The guys in the car are, the guys in the actual truck are rather shaken.
Not stirred.
No, they're shaken because they just got by the sonic boom in a cabin, in the cabin of the car. It blows out the engines on the first two trucks. I mean, just smoke just explodes out. The tires on the first two and a half trucks blow out as well because of the air pressure. And you didn't really. It was more of an effect of. You didn't knock anyone down and out, but people are down and out. They're getting up because, wow.
Yeah. I don't really care about this, like, about.
And you see people, like, in the like people who can see and tell you, people who can hear. You see activity on the some of the base buildings heading this way.
That's what I want.
When am I ever going
to and obviously the people in the back of the trucks, soldiers are jumping out of some of the trucks. Some of the trucks don't have any soldiers in them, except for the people in the front.
Got like four more.
They're hopping out and running forward to see what happened. All right. Cerberus, three Navy ships come into view, one of which is a destroyer, and two others are to be just transports. They start moving up alongside the tanker, so they're going at a pretty fast speed.
Can you steer the ship?
Crank.
No.
Okay.
It's going really fast.
That was so funny.
Yeah, Jeremy's good like that.
The destroyer is keeping up rather well. The two transports are trying to maneuver in on one near the side and one near the back of the ship. Looks like one's trying to get up close by. What are you doing on the ship? What are you just watching them do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of amused. Preparing my beautiful acting that will come.
Okay. They're doing their best to avoid the oil slick which has been generating from the ship since you dumped it. You can give me a perception or notice check.
We're going to get angry environmental close calling the show.
Ooh, that's good.
Yes.
Notice is 20.
This is okay. Disgusting.
First, you notice some of the crew on the back transport look down at the water and sort of point. And you look, see where they're pointing, and there's this massive shape under the water. That sort of comes up into view. It's something very large, and then it sinks down below the surface, and you can't see it. goes like behind the oil slick or something.
Does it look like an animal movement?
Or
does
it yes, it's a bit too fluid for it to be mechanical. Okay. But it's something big.
Pick up the radio?
Why did you piss off Poseidon?
You
hello,
dick.
Comrade! My English is not very good, but there appears to be a large something in your waters.
Stand by.
No, I'm scared. It's very large, and it's going
sir,
to eat me.
Stand by. We're checking to see what's going on. I'm getting a lot of unconfirmed reports.
Panicking, panicking.
Sir, calm down. Everything will be fine.
I'm going
There's
to
nothing.
Launch a flare now.
Oh, boy.
Where are you looking?
Crap, I launched it inside. Now the cabin's on fire. Help me, please.
Okay, at that point, some of the people who are relatively near the ship start jumping, trying to jump from one ship to the other. Let's see how many of them fail horribly. One fails and falls into the sea.
Would you like me to throw a rope to your comrades?
Yes, please, of course.
Excellent.
One or two guys actually do make it.
Get a rope.
Jump over.
Throws the entire thing.
I am distraught.
One of the guys on the other ship looks at the rope you just threw over and looks at you.
Hello, comrade.
Says something.
I have a flare gun.
Picks up the rope, ties it off.
Did you fire the flare gun again?
At that point, these tentacles come up from the ocean on the other side of on the other side of your ship.
Cthulhu tentacles.
And they're giant squid tentacles.
Cthulhu tentacles.
And land on either side of the ship.
Grab the rope. Tie it around. Launch another flare.
This huge, giant squid starts pulling itself somewhat out of the water. Miraculously, it breathes just fine.
Head back.
And it starts going...
Forgetting the rope, I head
and
back
the,
to...
The soldiers are like...
I head back to the pilot saying, pick up the radio.
It's fairly obvious to you they weren't expecting this big monster.
There appears to be a giant squid, comrade!
Stand by.
You don't understand. I don't like seafood.
At that point, the destroyer is now coming around.
It's like, holy hell!
Fire! yes, there's a... Holy crap!
Please shoot it.
You start hearing Meanwhile, everyone starts hearing the report of cannon fire.
What happens
to
the guy
fire?
Who's tied to the other rope when I walk to the pilot's plane?
Drag him up onto the ship.
The guy tied it actually. The guy you picked the rope up, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy picked up the rope. He actually ties it to the ship.
Oh, okay.
Didn't tie it to himself.
Okay.
I
was like, that's
and
what I
throws
heard.
It over to throw the rope.
Well,
over
then
to
I'll
you.
Tie it. No, I'll tie it to the ship.
Okay.
And then go up to the pilot's thing and load up my flare gun again.
Crap.
Okay. The giant squid.
So yes, obviously the attack has begun.
Apparently, we're not the only ones going after what's his name.
Or it could be just the distraction you guys wanted.
Or it could be Poseidon is real pissed.
Yeah, something about giant oil slick in his ocean.
Hey, I could go talk to Poseidon.
You dumb. <him. laughs>
Sure. I should have asked him about that. Would it be okay if I dumped some oil in your home? Is that good? Oh, wait, it's flammable. I should have kept it in the ship.
You guys. You've found a nice secluded spot to park the car. And have worked your way up to, miraculously without being seen, up to the perimeter fence. This is all before you start hearing the report of, you know, cannon fire.
Giant squid, sonic
and a big
boom.
Sonic boom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The hell, is it World War III here already?
Soon.
No, not yet. Technically, it's not even World War II yet, because, you know, the U.S. didn't join it.
So we're at the perimeter fence? Do we know where inside this place we need to be? Anyone?
the aircraft carrier USS Ticonderoga. It's been it's being, I believe it's on, and he gives you a jetty designation that it's supposed to be on, and if from your vantage point you can see ships on the at docks. There are two aircraft carriers. Mm-hmm. Both of them obviously have activity going on them. But as you're looking, you guys can give me notice checks.
I have no
pretty mean it's 26.
I got a 5.
Yeah, they look like aircraft carriers to you.
So, those
Nathan,
people running
you
around on the deck, are they people?
I got a 3.
From here? Woo! You're on the planet Earth. Okay.
Look, it's the sun!
Freedom Eagle,
oh, it is not
you and Freedom Eagle sort of see it more or less at the same time. But next to one of the aircraft carriers, you see this submarine surface, just about 40 feet away from it, and you both sort of point. You point just before he does. I would guess that's the Ticonderoga because there's a submarine docking with it right now, meaning they're early, which is oh so much fun. So it would be nice if you know those distractions started sometime soon.
Wow, you're good.
I try, really. I got nothing. Anyway, suit up. Funk! Puts on the flight harness.
I start taking off my clothes and going in the bush.
I know, Massive Defender holds up this a curtain.
All the fanboys start drooling, and then they see Massive Defender, and they all...
You can see a shadow through the curtain.
So you see a little tear.
Then he holds up a comics code shield.
As Jeremy always does. It's like my favorite thing you ever do, the whole in a tear. The face, the whole tear. Jerry just does it way better than I do.
You do.
Okay.
Anyway. You of course are monitoring the situation. You have your 25 robots of doom.
Metal Man from the moon.
Do they have peg legs? Are they pirates?
Yeah, they are literally pirates. Because I was attacked by pirates on my own ship. Produced by my ship.
And they did go, arr.
And that was the extent of their dialogue.
They do have peg legs, cutlasses, and eye patches. You only know they're pirates because they have eye patches, peg legs, and cutlasses. The rest of them are fairly robotic. With lots of, you know, vacuum tubes sticking out here and there, and, you know, chains, and very rudimentary robotics, you know.
The mechanist cries a little.
It's a retro look, really, you know.
I don't want to go back to the 70s comic book style.
You, of course, are monitoring the situation. So we will jump straight into the top. So we'll start back up with Blue Streak.
Is there a fairly large group of soldiers coming towards me?
Oh yeah. You're gonna really. I won't even give you numbers at this point. There's lots.
Okay, then I'm going to use my air control. I'm going to run in a circle around them and try to suck up
all
the air.
We have been here all week.
Okay.
My table will be my desk roll.
You have a powerful pen, right?
Mm-hmm. Just gotta remember that.
So be about 50-foot. 50-foot bunch of them.
Very
okay.
So, we'll say you can get
each one of these
25, 30 of them within your radius, because they're all not all.
Unless you have discount with me, and then it's
my hope is to make them scream and yell and make noise and.
Well, obviously, there's like a mini tornado starts at this point too, because you do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, give me power level check. Real quick. And it's a. Air control, so it's fortitude save, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't say. All the rest have...
It's basically telekinesis.
Yeah.
All the others have what
it's
they are next to it, but
this one
doesn't.
It's also the power of suffocate, which is fine. I'm going to leave the air control for that. 10 plus 10, so 20. So let's see if their mighty fortitude saves of... plus 4 gets... They got a 3!
Ew.
They start
screaming in abstract horror because, you know, they're peons and mooks. They're Navy guys. They don't know what they're doing.
They're on land. They're like, we're out of
room. There's no water.
We're out of room.
But some of them start, you know, panicking and they run out of the air control and just sort of go for a little bit until they realize they're not suffocating anymore. Now you're not going to actually be killing any of them. I mean, if they pass out, they pass out. They'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So some of them start going out with... Bunk. They'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Remember, golden age comes.
Yay!
Johnny is going to hold for Mechanist, so he gets to go with Mighty 13. Poor Johnny.
Johnny's like, oh my god, time is standing still and it sucks.
Alright, well, we're at Jack. You go next.
So, we're trying to find someone on the aircraft carrier or in the submarine or trying to prevent them from going to
the submarine is transporting a, essentially a stasis egg, more or less, that is containing this being known as Singularity. Well, in this egg, he is completely inert. That's about all the knowledge that you got off of Wunderkind. He's on board the submarine. They're supposed to transfer him to American custody on board the deck of the USS Ticonderoga. From your vantage point, you don't see a giant egg or anything, so presumably it's still in the sub, or it's blocked just by your view somewhere.
Okay, so this egg is our objective, and it's also something that they would want to save and preserve.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, they're going to turn them into a tag.
Well, you don't know how the Japanese are going to be about it. Probably the Americans who want the thing are probably going to try to preserve it, yeah.
Okay, how far away is this aircraft carrier with the submarine beside it?
How fast do you fly?
10,000 miles per hour, 100,000
I guess around? It's within 100,000 feet.
Okay.
Just slightly.
I would like to fly a hole right through the carrier.
Okay. Fascinating. Give me... you're trying to punch through it or melt through it?
I was just planning on using my strike aura just to burn a hole through the side of the thing and out the other side.
Okay.
Started sinking, start panic, and if it's on the carrier, they're going to evacuate it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we'll know it's in the sub.
Give me your, what is the DC on your strike? We'll give it a plus two since you're getting a good head of steam up.
24 toughness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It gets a 23. You punch through one side of it, then you go through a few inner walls, but then you're more or less you're stopped just because that first initial hit slowed you down enough.
Okay, but there's now a hole in the
there's
side
now
of the
a
ship.
Hole in one side of the ship
and water
is coming in. Okay. That side, yes.
Alright.
It sucks to be then.
Yes. Yes it does.
And do I still have the ability to leave the ship now?
Hmm?
Do I
you can turn around and fly out. Okay. Do you have move by attack?
Yes.
Okay, then you can actually do that, fly back out.
I will do that and fly back out and kind of fly off to a vantage point so I can kind of observe and see if they pull the egg off of the ship, or if they don't, then I know it's still in the sub.
Right now, I mean, you get off and people are scrambling to close hatches and do their thing on that.
Trying to close the bulkheads.
Mm-hmm. I punched big.
Seal off the hole in the ship. Well, it's a human-sized hole. Because you just flew up and went through, and you went through a couple, you know, punctured it in a couple. You might have to hit a couple more holes to make it a big nasty
that's okay.
hit. But yeah, so that's what you did.
I have another idea. Next.
Wind Whistler.
How far away is it?
Oh, 300 feet.
How far?
300 feet.
300.
even know how far I can shoot.
What's the range?
Probably not 3.
What's your power level?
11?
5 feet or 10 feet?
10.
Your power level... what's your your bow's power level?
12.
So 120 feet is how far you can shoot without taking penalties. You can shoot 300 feet, you'll be at a minus 4.
Well, I'm going to go ahead... I can teleport 100 feet. So I'm going to go ahead and teleport that direction. 100 feet.
Yeah, otherwise it fell over.
How much negatives am I at to shoot now? Or do I have to wait? Is that my turn teleporting? Does that take my whole action?
No, you can teleport whatever your teleport speed is and still do something. You could teleport twice your teleport speed and not be able to do anything unless you want extra effort.
What's your teleport rank?
2.
2, so you can teleport 200 feet as a movement action.
Yep.
So you could teleport up and then be literally within range.
Mm-hmm. So you can do that. You can just pop in. He flew over the fence, I'm assuming.
Yep.
And then punched a hole in the side of the aircraft carrier.
If I could go 200 feet, that would be good. Is there a lot of people around here, or are we pretty much in a dead area?
There are a lot of people around here. There's lots of American Navy personnel running around. Obviously, so now there's like chaos on two ends of the base, and someone just punched a hole in their ship.
Okay. So probably not saying it's
there's a chance like people in your vicinity will see you when you pop in, but most likely, like people on board the ship, you're still about 100 feet away from the ship. They're not going to notice you at this distance because they're dealing with a hole in the ship. Yeah, but I mean, there are people pretty much wherever you go. There are going to be people, but you know. Their moves at this point.
Okie doke. No fear from.
So they might, some might notice you, but, you know, it's comic book moves. What do you want?
Something different.
Yeah, I go on a mighty, what, 13 or something?
4.
So you pop in? Do you shoot anything?
Oh, I thought that was it. My thing says 100 feet on my.
It's 100 times the rank.
So I can shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, which one can I reach? Both of them?
Both of what?
The sub and the aircraft carrier?
The aircraft carrier is about 100 feet away. The sub's going to be another 200 or 300 feet past that.
Since we're putting holes in the aircraft carrier. It's made out of metal.
Let's sink an aircraft carrier, just for shits and giggles.
Just because it's... And giggles and shits. Oh, no, it's a lark, you know, really.
Alright. Is corrosion going to work fast enough, or do I want to use disintegration?
With a metal object,
corrosion
either
will
one.
Burn a hole, disintegration will probably disintegrate a chunk of the ship.
Yeah. How corrosion is like you're firing more or less. Corrosion is you're firing an acid arrow at it, and it's going to burn through the ship. It'll take a round or two.
The ship, or do you want to make
but your disintegration, pump? You'll hit, and some of the ship will just turn into dust.
Let's do that.
Oh God.
It's okay. The ship has to make its fortitude save. It has a fortitude save.
What's the DC? 20,
why does it 22? Say 20 fortitude and then underneath that it says 25 tough?
If you're shooting a person, it's a 25 toughness. If not to make for an inanimate object, it has to make a 20 fortitude.
It makes its fortitude safe. So
I don't have to roll.
No, just rolls against your DC. It makes your toughness safe. So your arrow hits it. Nothing really happens. It from this distance, you can't see anything happen to the ship.
Since that sucks to be you comment, it sucks to be me going through my head.
Me too.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I keep going over the part.
Okay.
So I get a doctorate, and I become therapist, except I have no clients.
Yeah.
I have an unemployed husband, okay. And we have lots of bills to pay. It's up to
me. Give me a notice check. Beck, I'll need a notice check from you, too. Because your guys are close enough.
I see. Second. Yep.
And it sucks to be broken, unemployed, and turning 33.
Need to get that CD.
I got a 6.
We have it. Do you want a copy of it?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, we have it.
I love that CD part.
I got a 20.
Okay. This. You got a 20. What'd you get, Jack?
6.
Yeah, you're oblivious. You, however, you're looking at the ship. You know, you're looking to see what damage it did, and the hole he punched in the ship. There's, you know, you see water bubbling in, and it's flooding into this hole in the ship that he just punched into it. Then you see from the deck of the aircraft carrier, sort of this tendril of darkness reaches over the side and plugs a big, like, black cork into the hole. And then the tendril disappears, but the cork stays, and it's like this solid black mass is now plugged up the hole. So the hole is, the ship is no longer being filled with water.
Scary, guys. We're going to have to punch a lot more holes a lot faster if you want to sink that ship.
I can handle this.
Apparently the ship has a lot of fortitude.
That's okay.
Okay. On deck, back with the sea monster. The monster has two tentacles on the ship.
Dude,
it's actually going to try to rip the ship apart.
It's a loner.
What?
The ship's a loner.
It's a loner.
That's true. Did you buy the extra insurance?
It's only $2, so yeah.
$2 is a lot of money back then, man.
The rending of metal starts, you're hearing the stress and the tension of the metal as it just starts breaking apart, and the monster just starts, goes, hasn't torn the ship completely apart, but the has now ripped a good section of the ship and is starting to bend it in two. The ship at the bow is still attached. Do give me a balance check.
It's ready.
It's ready.
Yeah, we can prime it if you want. Real quick.
All right. The
I don't have balance.
The two American Navy guys who are on board your ship are falling.
I'm just going to blast a...
Remember, I'm in the pilot seat, but I got a 3. Plus, okay. Do I add my dex or anything?
Yeah, okay. Your dex.
I'll probably miss.
You go crashing into one of the windows, and you're now out, falling into the cargo area.
Okay.
But, of course, you land, and you're fine. Thanks to your server. And you do that. They're doing that. Freedom Eagle takes off and flies towards the ship. What is his flight rank? Oh, he only goes 50,000 feet per round. He flies in. He has wings. It's a jetpack, more or less.
I'm jet propelled. I've got my own fire.
Mm-hmm.
I can fly.
Are you a robot? Something?
I am the embodiment of fire.
Must make it hard to have a girlfriend.
I think you can turn it off.
No.
Oh.
But it goes away if I'm completely immersed in water. So, I can find a mermaid.
He flies in and goes over to this smaller tug ship and gets in behind it. And he kicks in his flight pack into overdrive, and he shoves it through the water, rams it into the side of the aircraft carrier.
I feel like a terrorist.
Which punctures it slightly, but now the whole aircraft carrier is now gets hit on the side, so it starts to drift off to the sort of drift off there to one side. All right, mechanist,
teleport down. Dive!
Okay. Let's see how accurate Vader can be.
Tachyon bomb.
Go for it.
More power to
that. Well, actually, Sub Commander Knickknack will be happy to hit the button for you because obviously he can. Did you program the coordinates?
Of course. Okay. I don't trust anyone else on the damn ship, dude.
Not even Vader.
Vader just thinks it'd be funny. You're in the water. That's funny.
We'll see how far off you may be. look up something real quick.
What happened? Reference material?
I know. Crazy, isn't it?
Blasphemy.
Imagine that.
What happens when your player is off by 25,000 feet? What do you mean I'm in Canada?
At this point, the blink.
You manage to land on the deck of the ship.
Huzzah!
Amazingly enough. Land on the deck. Alright. Boom! You guys appear on the deck of the ship.
Three.
On the deck of the ship, you see, running around in various obvious Navy personnel. Also, in the process of whipping this black tendril up over the side, you see...
Eddie Izzard.
Looks like I look pretty good.
No.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
Oh, love him.
With him is this guy as well.
Evil cleric, priest, voodoo dude.
Got it. Then, of course, also soldiers.
Did you
there's also some. There's also some. You would look at them, and they're obviously high-ranking. Navy personnel. Mm-hmm. You don't know their names, but one has lots of medals. There are others, you know, several admiral bars and whatnot. The crazy looking bald white skin guy with the top hat. Mm-hmm. And the everyone pretty much notices you guys appear because you're 25 robotic pirates, an alien, and a very gay speedster. Up here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're turning to you, and some of the soldiers are you know, drawing their sidearm and doing their thing.
Good for them.
What do you do?
Go, my pirate minions.
Well, I instruct the horde of robotic people to mook on mook action. Go.
They go off into the masses and start wreaking havoc and chaos.
I go.
Hasn't been invented yet.
Johnny, get Shadow Guy. I'll get Mr. Voodoo.
Gotcha.
Wiggity Voodoo powers.
Wiggity Voodoo powers.
One of the priest powers.
So you guys will be able to start doing wiggity stuff to them.
And turn them into minions. Also, she was taking over sorcerers. They use them to attack people in the cathedral. It was pretty clear.
And did Nathan go to the bathroom?
Yes. He's helping his sister prime something. He said he wants to fire a blast at the ship to try and do the same thing I did.
Okay. Well, someone roll for him. He's firing at the ship.
Nope, I rolled worse.
Does a 17 hit the ship?
Does a 17 hit the ship?
I'm assuming he'll fly in.
Yes, a 17 right. Hits the ship.
I hope so.
What's the DC? It's a 23.
According to the sheet.
Okay, he does not puncture the side of the ship. It makes its toughness safe.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, those guys.
How the hell did you get in the ship?
I have a higher DC toughness save.
Okay. I don't know that. None of you can really see the submarine clearly. Cerberus, you are now in the cargo hold. There are two American soldiers who are plummeting into the oily mass of squid. And you're in a ship that's being broken in half.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? What do you do?
I'm going to use my move by action to teleport, grab the two sailors, and then I can see the base
mm-hmm.
from where I'm at. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to appear on the base. And then set the soldiers down.
They're like, ah! And they hug you.
It wasn't very exciting, but, I mean, got us off the ship, and...
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight Poseidon's thing. That's, like...
Oh, no.
Angry.
Squid and giant submarine.
We are living in the submarine. Actually, I hope it does attack the submarine. But if that make it a lot better.
Yeah, but if the thing we need is in the submarine...
Well, yeah. There goes the sub. There goes the squid, and I'm going to Olympus, so it'll be all good. You guys can come if you want. Aphrodite's pretty nice.
Give me a willpower save there. Mechanist, please.
No!
Someone's trying to talk to you in your mind.
Hey, that's my job. Where'd my dice go?
I rolled a natural 20 as soon as I can find my dice. Not here, just...
Oh, not bad. That would be a 25.
Okay. Someone is trying to talk to you in your mind.
Kill them. They're obviously...
Do you want to let them talk to you in your mind?
Sure, why the hell not?
Okay. This voice comes into your head. I wonder what color you bleed. Dr. Sangre will have your blood.
Alrighty then.
Are you a revolutionist?
I'm an alien.
Well, you do not know what powers you face here. Creature from another dimension? How strange.
Boy, he's mysterious.
We can go for the man of mystery, or little green.
I do not wish to kill you if you are truly an American. You do not appear to be one. But I'm afraid I will have to do something. Give me 42
sec. What? You're so mysterious, you're so
great. I'm gonna get screwed because I got a minus one to that! Oh, I got 11.
Ouch. Your head explodes and then regrows.
Boy, that's
kind of
cool.
11.
Did you take
the
card way back?
I could not find it,
sweetie. You feel this strange sort of effect on you, but it goes away. You don't know what he was trying to do. And he shouts, he looks over at the dude in the guy who is all shadowy and black. But you don't know what they said. All right, all the soldiers get to go. They start fighting the horrible automatons of doom. There's some blast. There's some there's some more. The destroyer is now shooting at the giant squid, which is pissing the giant squid off. That's about it. Yes. Anyway, back to the top. Blue streak.
Does the caravan seem sufficiently thrown off?
Yes. The front three trucks are just they're out of commission. They're gonna have to get them off the road at some point. But yeah, those three trucks, they're not moving. The rest of the convoy is still doing relatively well. I'm also assuming you haven't stopped to, you know, show yourself, so they really don't know what's going on at this point. Right now, around where you're at, lots of people are running up to help people up off the ground. There's the big whirlwind going on that people are looking around, seeing what the heck's going on. And some people are crawling out of the whirlwind so they can breathe. And then, obviously, there's a bunch of commotion going on over by the docks.
Well,
and
then,
you hear, you know, the report of cannon fire from the ocean somewhere.
Well, the whole point.
You can only assume that has something to do with the surface.
Well, the whole point is to cause a distraction. So, sonic boom the next three trucks. I'll sonic boom the next three trucks.
Okay.
Which means I'll stop the whirlwind, and they'll,
We're looking around and seeing what the heck's going on.
Yeah. They'll be tossed dramatically.
Okay. Those three trucks, very similar experience. The glass blows out, tires blow out, engines are all screwed, so half the convoy is now disabled. Soldiers are jumping out. And
truck's not safe. Truck yes. not safe.
Yeah, the soldiers are jumping out, and much of the same thing. Half the convoy is very disabled. They do not know what's going on. There is a relative amount of chaos around here.
You hit the ship. It makes something safe.
All right, Jack.
Yeah. Ouch.
All right. Is the submarine visible?
You'd have to move a bit, but it's sort of being obstructed mostly by the aircraft carrier.
Okay.
Give me a notice check real quick.
Please. Ooh, I got an 11.
All right. I don't notice anything out of the ordinary.
Is the submarine visible, though? Can I see
it? Yeah, I mean, it's surface.
Okay, cool.
Because
I still don't know whether this egg creature thing we want is inside the carrier or inside the submarine. So I'm going to fly over and put a fist-sized hole in the top of the submarine that's sticking up so it can't submerge and run away.
Okay. You go up to do that. When you move up to the sub, you notice the top hatch has been opened, and there are two individuals amongst some Japanese soldiers who are coming out of the submarine. There's the front hatch, the rear hatch, and then the center and the tower mm-hmm. hatch. And above the tower hatch, all the hatches are open, and people are coming out on board, and you're punching a hole in the top. Two guys are very visible. There is this guy on the center tower, and he obviously sees you and points to you, and this guy next to him, who looks like that.
You have sausages.
That looks very nice.
Ever had one?
Starts moving in your direction. And various other soldiers start looking at you and saying something in Japanese. And then you go to punch a hole into it. What's your strike damage?
Hang on. Strike is a 27 toughness save.
27. Okay, it actually makes its toughness save. You put a big dent in the top of the sub. I mean, that is the hardest part is up there anyway.
Right.
I mean, you put a big dent into it. Probably one more punch, you'll punch through it.
In that case,
it failed it by one. So, literally...
I would like to extra effort, and with my fist still...
And the sub goes...
And with my fist still in the point that it was, I would like to do a... Let's see. No, we won't go... We'll go precise blast. And just... This size hole right on through.
Right on through. Try to go the whole sub.
As far as my fist size precise blast.
Will okay. Take. What's your blast?
27 toughness.
27. Okay. Okay. You actually punch through the entire submarine with that blast. You go bam, and it punches
right through the top.
Easily punches through the top. And you look down and you see there's a fist size hole, probably about that big. You know. 8 or 12 inches across, straight down, and now you see water bubbling up.
I wanted to go through the little part that sticks up on the top, just through.
Oh, you're punching through the tower.
Yes.
Okay. You.
That way they're not sinking, but they can't submerge without sinking.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were going down. That's fine.
I'm sorry, I did not explain it well.
No, that's fine.
Apologies.
You punch through the tower, and you know there's that point where you punch through the tower and smoke and everything is smoldering. The two guys up top, the Japanese guy in the red, looks down at the hole and looks up at you while the other guy is hopping down off the tower and moving your direction.
Can I move by? Can I back off?
And then, of course, there's a second an image of the tower with the big gaping hole in it, and then this Japanese soldier's like... and then you move by and fly off.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Why do you have my Zerg? Those are the Tyranids. It was a house army, because when I had someone come over and they wanted to play 40K, they didn't want to play as Tau or the Imperial Guard. So I figured I'd get a house army, because I actually have more fun putting things together.
Let me notice check.
Playing. Really? I love building.
When are we going to get it?
So yeah, they do look like the Zerg, and they play like
the Zerg too.
They play like the Zerg. Do you like overrunning stuff and crushing things with your feet?
Willpower save.
That's the army to do it with. They're awesome. They're really tough. I was surprised.
Okay. As you're flying away, you hear someone yell at you in it's a Japanese man speaking relatively good English. And he says, "Where are you going, you American coward?" For some reason, that just gets you to stop. And you're like, "What did he say to me? What did he say to me?"
It's Jack. You wouldn't have had to intimidate
turn around.
You wouldn't have had to provoke much.
Well, your next action, you want to attack him. So you know.
You wanted to attack him anyway.
It's fine.
It's like, thank you for provoking me because...
Yeah, that was going to be my next...
Wind Whistler. It's about 100 feet away from the tanker ship. Or from the...
Can I see what's going on the aircraft carrier.
Not from the ground. It's a bit too high up.
The aircraft carriers are tall.
A bit too high up. You could teleport up to the top of the deck.
Is there a place I can get... Up on top of the deck?
You could teleport on top of the deck. You teleport onto the deck of the aircraft carrier next to it. I mean, you're close enough.
Can you grab
doesn't matter. I mean, you could get up onto the ship. You could get up onto the ship next ship's next to it. The only ship high enough that you'd be able to see onto the deck would be the other aircraft carrier. Mm-hmm. Or you could get on that actual aircraft carrier. The Ticonderoga.
I'm looking blue on, or I'm looking paint on it.
The other ship, by the way, is named USS Hamilton.
Go ahead and take me onto that aircraft, the deck of that aircraft.
The Hamilton? The one that is not being punched and knocked around?
No, the one that is.
The one that is. Okay. Boom. You appear on top. Did you hear my description to him? That's what he sees all the people. There's the guy with military regalia, okay. dude with the black tendrils, and then the crazy guy with
white. So right now...
You need to see their pictures.
Everybody's engaged?
The dude with the black tendrils hasn't done anything quite yet, although it looks like Johnny is making a line for him. And the guy with the bald white, very white man is looking at him. Let me see if they actually notice you up there.
If not, shoot him in the back.
The guy with the black tendrils sort of looks over his shoulder and does spot you, but doesn't look like the other guy is looking your direction.
Does that give me any bonuses if one of them doesn't notice me?
He's flat-footed.
I'm going to attempt to. I'm gonna fire a snare arrow at the guy who, you know, the bald dude.
The guy who didn't see you. Okay. Give me your ranged attack. Let me find him.
Natural 20.
That will definitely hit him. His defense is a mighty 13. And what is your snare? It's a reflex save, isn't it?
22 reflex.
So it'd be a 27 because it's a crit. Oh my. Ah. Okay. It hits him, and he manages to evade it. I got a natural 22. Ah. Sorry.
You need to shoot more arrows at him. Fill the skies with arrows.
Your arrow hits him, and then it's almost as if his image shifts to one side, and then the net goes where he was, and he's looking over his shoulder at you. At that point, the guy with the black tendrils turns around and does this, and these black tendrils come shooting at you.
Tentacles.
And what's your defense? I'm guessing it's not a 5?
20.
Yeah. He goes, ha ha! And these black tendrils whip out at you and miss.
His soldiers behind him go, pop!
Because I rolled a 1.
Ouch.
Okay. Big rending of metal out at sea as the sea monster breaks the ship in two. Then looks at the destroyer that is still shooting at it.
That's still gonna suck. It is a destroyer. I mean, giant sea monster, destroyer.
But how often does the military weapons actually work against sea monsters?
Godzilla.
Depends. It depends.
This artist has decided.
Not so much.
Not so
much. Sad, because I like destroyers.
And
it might not be Poseidon. It could be this Julian, Emperor of Atlantis, the giant squid.
Okay.
Which is far not superior, like Poseidon's.
I'm surprised if it isn't Poseidon's. I'm surprised he hasn't been miffed at.
Jack, your defense is a 22. The
yes.
This guy.
Yeah.
Crazy looking orange skinned dude with crazy tentacles. Stretches out in your direction.
Gross, he's a flexible guy.
Mm-hmm. It's Stretch Armstrong!
Oh, I hate those guys, they're icky.
Does he have like the gooey stuff on him that when you cut him off, it looks like putty that hardens real quick?
Give me a fortitude save, as he flashes onto you. Now you have your fire aura is always on, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like putty, it's like this putty
what does
stuff
say?
Inside. It hardens
22?
Like on 22? Contact with air. It's nasty.
Okay. He hits. He starts smoldering, but he doesn't let go. But it looks like he sort of grimaces at that.
That's a 20.
Calamari.
28. Oh,
28 fortitude? Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, he has you grapple. Give me an opposed grapple check.
Are you warm?
I'm not.
I was cold. No, neutral. You should.
I know it's on here somewhere. Where's grapple?
Do we have to put in a new kind of stat today because our spontaneously stopped working? Found out the last people stuck it to the wall with liquid nails.
Oh, that's why it took so...
Stuck what?
How did you get it off?
They stuck the thermostat to the wall with liquid nails. I pried it off with a...
Your grapple's going to be your strength modifier
and then there was
plus your base attack.
I tried to hang it up.
Plus any other modifier you might have.
And okay. Crumbled. Then I had to stick the new one back on with
liquid nails.
He has you, but you're not actually grappled, so I mean, you could get out of it. You move away. He doesn't. I mean, he wasn't expecting to burn so badly. But he does have his tendrils around you, so you could get out of it pretty easy.
Remember the commercials where the guy is hammering, and the guy wakes up, walks over to the guy, grabs the thing, puts the stuff on, sticks to the wall, and takes his hammer and sticks it to the ceiling?
That's like.
Though if you glue something with liquid nails, you have to actually rip it off, and it's going to leave damage.
Yeah.
Thermostat's not going anywhere for a long time.
No. I figured it's always going to be covered with
Freedom Eagle and we had flies in anyways. To actually where you're at.
How are you guys gonna
and comes in and just like uppercuts the squiggly guy.
Walls?
Goes, hey, why don't you pick on me? Boom!
If you put enough nails and things in it, you can hold up pitchers.
And spins. That might cure up.
Isn't there like braces and stuff you guys can get to put on them for the plus
one?
So that's...
Other than that,
just a lot of those little streaks.
What are you guys going to do with that? Are you guys going to have to take, like, replace the walls at some
not
point?
Not yet, but at some point, maybe with sheetrock.
Yeah, at some point we might.
I thought for now, or... We just won't put any more of that stuff up.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun if you guys actually take down your walls and put up drywall, because then you're going to have to pull the liquid nails thermostat off the wall again.
Yeah. Well, usually it's not a problem. It's just getting, you know, pictures
hung up and stuff. Because I like the walls. I like the textured look that they have.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. I actually have spray that does the same thing you spray on top of sheetrock.
So did he punch the guy that was actually reaching out and trying to grapple me? Hang on. Or did he punch the other guy?
The guy trying to grapple you. Not the Japanese guy, but the other guy. You're still really pissed off at the Japanese guy.
Right.
So he comes in, just uppercuts him, a nice American uppercut, excuse me. 12 minus 6.
And actually knocks him for a loop.
Yeah. Every time someone dies...
Knocks him, and he lets go of you as he tendrils sort of whip around as he sails about 50 feet off of the deck of the submarine, just goes splash into the water.
I am happy with that. Because now I can attack.
And then Freedom Eagle's like, go back to Japan.
Did you say something cool, like, chill out?
No. I said, go back to Japan.
Golden. No, I didn't say anything.
Golden Age. Golden
Age. Like, I distracted the big guy with the
Reese's
and I was like, hey, time's over. You're off the fucking chain.
The guy with the black tendrils, some sort of tendril motif here. Black tendrils going after you.
Ethan, what were you thinking?
Japanese.
Tossing off people, that's what I was thinking.
That is Japanese, there's gotta be tentacles.
Reese's arm again.
I know we're terrible. Everyone knows we're joking. If anybody in Japan listens to us, we're going to get a very scathing email. Not that everybody in Japan likes tentacle porn.
No, just to everybody but you who's listening. Duh. We know this.
There's that horrible, terrible porn. What's it called? Umari or something like that? The dead porn?
I don't know.
Of dead bodies in various sexual positions?
I don't want to know.
I don't.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where I wish to remain blissfully ignorant.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read about it and I was like, what the hell
is this?
Like,
oh, standing next to him. Pops his neck and just takes off, and you just hear a kaboom, and you see the guy with the black tendrils goes poof. There's this big explosion next to him. Johnny's now standing next to you, going, "Huh, I thought emo wasn't going to be for a couple years." the emo guy.
We're going to call him Emo Boy from here on out.
Yes. Emo.
I'm going to draw pants on that chick. Every time I look over there, I'm like,
butt crack!
They're making a new...
Because everybody else is cool.
They're making a new GM's grade. So when they make that, I will get rid of this GM's grade.
Yeah.
Everything.
Did they ever show you that the True 20 GM screen? That's the hard cardboard?
It's not nude. It's just
like the game board. They're making one for Eminem.
Don't offer full coverage. They're like tango briefs or something.
Her butt cheeks are hanging out of her bottom.
Okay, what if they have more characters on there with their butt cheeks hanging out of their store?
It's a whole thing of little draw-in pants.
Little pant stickers.
Yes.
And so Johnny hits him with a...
I do like this picture, though. She's just like, whack!
I can't see it.
She got like an energy shield. She's smacking in the face.
Can't say he didn't deserve it.
Yes.
Is that a good guy or a bad guy?
Superman. Oh, that's a sticker that Ethan has. Like, holy shit, Superman.
I don't know which one.
That's a sticker.
That's a sticker.
Oh, okay. I wondered why Superman was on it.
Yeah, he's just flying over to make sure everything's fine.
It's like, you guys doing okay down there?
In fact, Johnny, there's this big explosion, and then Johnny's standing next to you, and he says that, and you're looking back, and the guy with the black tendrils is gone. He looks sort of out, and he's still flying.
Not Sam, Johnny.
About 500 feet out.
Wow. This is why you don't fight at sea.
Unlike Moops, superheroes can actually get out of the water. Mm-hmm. Mechanist.
I'm so slow this combat round.
Force field up first thing, reaction. Okay. And then I point my gun at him and say, "You look confused." I don't know. It's a horrible tagline. You will save.
You look confused.
The white man?
Yes.
The bald white guy? A will save?
Down with the white man!
DC, yes. What?
20.
Can I stand
before he passes.
Yay. That's what I figured.
My mind is stronger than yours, alien.
There's a guy named Donar.
Not really.
Lord of Thunder.
I rolled better. I understand.
Donar!
Lord of Thunder!
That's fine. You rolled well.
I heard Donar and I think, Lord of Donuts.
Spitfire.
Yeah.
He's not though. He's Lord of Thunder.
You tried to shoot. You tried to shoot a hole through the ship last time.
Didn't work. That's what I told Michael to do for me. Okay, I'm gonna fly over with a flight of 9 now.
You're there. So you fly over. You're there.
I see that white guy.
Mm-hmm.
When in doubt, fly down.
Let me see if he notices you.
Should I'm a bright orange cape floating guy.
Yeah, he sees you, so he's not flat-footed.
But. That's fine. Just, you know, fly up, shoot down, uppercut.
It also kind of bothers
my speed as an extra, you know, impetus.
Which I know is the win, but...
I got a 20.
Nat, or...?
Nat 20. With my bonus, it's
so you
29.
You're 29? You hit
strike,
him?
Strike
hit
is
him.
12. I have his toughness save of 27.
27?
So 32?
Plus 5.
32.
Crit, so 32.
Yeah. It's like, that impetus really helped me.
4! So he failed it by a lot.
5!
But he is... Oh,
okay. It's okay, you can take it out and try again.
So I basically do the
whole... So damage save on that is...
32. Hey, when he comes back down, he's going to have ice on him.
No, you hit him, and he takes that like a champ. You hit a
force field.
The clone.
No.
The cloning part is funny though.
You don't hit a force field. I mean, you hit him and he feels rather solid. And he only goes sailing up about 100 feet straight up in the air.
Hopefully,
Extra effort.
Oh,
extra effort. Fly up.
Okay.
Pound him back under the
fly up above him and power assist him into the deck.
That's only a 19. I'm going to burn a hero point so I can reroll that.
No, doesn't it also add like a 10?
Well, it will on whatever I roll for rolling a 10.
Bugger.
Yeah, minimum 10 plus roll.
It's for saving those guys.
Oh. And they're my pets.
Keep your hero point, Nathan. You'll get a hero point for that.
28. Well, I'm burning it anyways to get my thing.
I know. I rolled. And you got another one now for what you just did. So.
And I'm burning that one, so I'm not fatigued. Well,
you can't burn two hero points one round. You can do it.
I'll burn an extra round. But so, yeah, whatever.
Hold on to it.
So it's 28 on the rebound down to hit him down.
Ouch.
Yeah, I didn't roll a 20. I didn't roll a 20 that time, but
you
I rolled
still
a 19.
Hit him.
Like, 27.
And 27.
Yeah, 27 is my standard toughness save. Strike 12. I'm attempting to put him into the deck, is my goal.
Yeah.
No, I was going to put that in the trash.
We'll get back.
You will put him into the deck. It's just, I need to do some figuring real quick.
Just how far into the deck.
If I blow him through the ship, that'd be
fair. No, you're not going to punch him through the ship.
I couldn't punch straight through the ship.
He does not have enough mass
to punch through the ship.
To go through the deck.
Yeah.
It will be sad for him.
What would be awesome? What would be awesome would be cause
now, if this were a brick, if sure a brick, yes. Probably toss him through the ship.
Punch
not toss him off like Jeremy would. Toss him to the
ship. Punch, no, I don't toss, I punch.
Jeremy is the only one that tosses people.
You had Desi and you took the best others. You punched them.
It's like, engine's off!
No. You punch them, and then as they're falling, they gain.
27.
Not they gain. Like, you spray me again, and I'm not on fire. I'm going to donate you to what is it, halfway
home. Well, but if you hit them, they're going to go to the community college.
So they eat to the community college.
Farther.
Yeah. I'm just saying, so they go through.
Mm-hmm.
I was tempted to take density,
though. You go outside and find more people.
And he gets power assist in the deck.
Oh, I'm going to start smacking like there's no tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Which doesn't do any additional damage to him, but he goes, boom, boom, boom! And the deck cracks where he hits. It's like...
There's like a small little crater in the deck.
And he reaches over, he picks up his top hat, puts it on. And he looks... A little out of it.
It's like, whoa, where'd that guy even learn to hit that hard?
I don't know if he's Japanese.
Japanese?
You don't know if he's Japanese.
Doesn't look, Asian.
He's emo.
He's emo?
Yes.
Oh, he must die.
Yeah. He is of emo nationality.
Emo boy! He has to die.
He has, like, pale white skin.
Or he's undead.
He's too angsty for his own good.
Yeah.
The angsty guy just got punted 500.
We can finish this emo guy off really, really quick. Hand him a razor blade. He'll be fine.
He'll just sit there and cut himself.
Yeah.
Fight him. let's see.
It doesn't sound familiar.
I thought it was this
stupid. Okay. Who's over next to... You're next to the sub. So is American Eagle. I think that's about it, right?
I don't know. Was it looking at the white guy? Who was the fight at the white
over
guy?
Over next to the submarine,
yeah, Lego.
These runes, these strange arcane symbols that you do not recognize,
oh, of course not.
Sort of appear on the side of the submarine. That, like, the submarine looks fine, and then suddenly these symbols just appear on it, are just like in blazing red letters, and the whole sub just lifts up out of the ocean and starts flying.
Flying sub. Sounds like something from a Beatles album.
Except it's not yellow. We can fix that.
Well, on the bright side, now we don't have to worry about losing track of it. It's very visible.
It's true. And it is Cerebus's turn.
Do I see a giant flying sub?
I have a primer box out in the back room.
Give me a notice check. It's partially still obscured right now by the aircraft carrier.
No.
So.
You'll see it sitting on the table, and there's actually, if you look over to the left, on top of some boxes, there's the primer sheet with the guys on that you rotate.
Not really from your vantage point right now. It's still too obscured by the...
Just don't look happy.
No, I'm just kind of tired.
It's still
tired.
Too obscured by the internet.
I've had a cold for like 2 weeks, so it won't go away.
Okay, can yeah, I know, do I know where that commotion is coming from, though?
There's a lot of commotion going on.
Well, a certain type of commotion, like superhero commotion.
Yeah, deck of the aircraft carrier.
Okay, and I
mainly
can,
where
okay.
it's where
yeah, there was from. a very loud boom.
Yes.
Didn't okay. quite make Sonic, but one of these times I'm going to hit
Sonic.
So
one guy goes
go Sonic boom.
Then.
What initiative are we on?
Mine.
We're actually going to be going back to the top, aren't we? So.
Okay.
We're on 9.
Okay, the two soldiers look fine. Right?
Yes.
Okay. I will teleport to the ship.
Okay, which ship?
The
aircraft carrier?
Aircraft carrier.
Okay, you're on the deck of the aircraft carrier.
That's funny.
Dude, do I see anybody in
chicken that can? Mish goes over there going like this.
Yes. There are lying in a bit of a crater on the deck is the white man, the very white skinned guy. You see Johnny Evil Rocket, boy. You see Mechanist, you see him flying about 100 feet up.
Fighting
you see her standing
I'm
next to Johnny
for
Rocket.
Important people that like might like officers and stuff
oh, yeah.
like that.
You see two gentlemen. There's one with various medals dangling from his chest, and then there's another guy who has the military admiral bearing, you know.
I grabbed the most important looking one.
Oh boy. Are you going to toss them too?
Possibly. If they ask nicely.
Grab the guy with the medals.
Yes.
That's nice.
You! I have a question. I'm going to give you 3 seconds to answer it before I do not toss you off, but hurl you into oblivion. I am looking for, and I will describe...
The pin on him says Captain Foster.
Mr. Foster. Captain Mr.
Captain Foster.
Captain Foster.
Captain Mr. Foster.
How can I help you?
Excellent. I am... The name is Cerberus.
You look like a biker to me, son.
And you
why are you on my ship?
Because I'm looking
if
for...
If you see that we're busy, we're being attacked by terrorists.
Fuck him.
What can I do for you, sir?
Right.
And you can unhand me.
Are you going to try to scurry away like the rest of them?
I'm the captain. I don't scurry away. I will go down with my ship.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
You little shit!
You!
puts his hand through his head.
Right.
Oh, I forgot. They're all a little weak like that when they're not super powerful.
You're carrying a certain item and or odd device. It looks like a giant... I'll describe it. The giant egg thing. Tachyon yeah. device. It is... Something along that lines.
Well, anyway, I don't know what's in it, sir, but yes, we're supposed to take possession of this from
yeah,
Japanese...
Yeah, things have changed. Terrorist? Attacking?
Yes, sir.
I've been sent to take care of it before the terrorists get.
Give me a buff check.
Come on.
Smart
hero
son
check.
Of a bitch.
Hero check.
Okay.
Don't fail me now, dice. 4.
Plus 10.
And now, yeah, you can spend the hero point. Now roll again.
Come on.
And if you get...
A 5. 15, 19.
Okay. He looks at you. It's like, I'm not an idiot, son. However, I'm not exactly unsympathetic to your cause.
That's good. He's on our side.
Some of us are upset about certain situations.
Oh.
We haven't gotten it from this Japanese submarine yet.
Oh, well, thank you. You may want to get off this ship with your men. Quickly.
Order a tactical withdrawal.
Oh, and also, Poseidon is pissed. This is going to sound weird. Just
go with it.
Just
are
go with
sure
it.
Are you sure he's not the squid guy?
Doesn't matter. Poseidon's pissed. There's a giant squid coming this way. You're going to have mm-hmm. a lot of sailors in the ocean, those that aren't eaten by squid. You may want to call in air support. Lots and lots of air support. Do you have other ships that you could bring in?
Yes, we'll get on that right away.
Small tack nuke.
What's a nuke?
Never mind. That's coming from over here. Right. Teleport to the... Wait, before I go. Do you happen to know where on the aircraft, or where on the sun?
I'm afraid I do not, sir.
All right.
But it is on the submarine, and about now you see the submarine fly above
the deck. There it is. I have a move by action.
There's strange, funky runes on it.
I will teleport to the top of the sun.
Okay. Well, you teleported was your move action, and then talking to him. You can teleport next time.
Oh. He has a move by action.
I have a move by action.
Okay. You teleport over to the sun. That's fine. Okay, that's your action. Now it's...
I'm making your
mic. Well, that works.
White man is...
I tried.
The captain starts barking orders to people.
Get off.
Abandon ship or to evacuate tactical withdrawal. Well, whatever.
Whatever you want to call it.
While they're fighting the robotic pirates.
Get the hell off!
Back up the top, blue streak.
Well, I think that I have sufficiently distracted the convoy.
Mm-hmm.
I've destroyed half of it.
No, this is the next round.
Well, at least half the cars.
This is primer some guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting out on the back porch.
I can
porch.
Move 100,000 feet per round.
Did you actually spray paint in the back room, or did you spray out on the back porch?
To the aircraft carrier and up the side of it.
It's going to be relatively...
Yeah.
Okay, I want to go...
Sorry, no, you can only use white primer, like, against your wall.
Okay, because I want to go up the side of it and go to the submarine.
Did you turn on the porch light?
Yeah, once you run in, you see that the submarine is floating. You'll have to... you can run up to the ship, run up the deck, and actually you'll have to make a jump check to jump from the deck to
with
your speed. It's going to be a fairly easy jump. Just give me a jump.
It's only 250 points worth of stuff. We're doing the small warband. I'm also painting the Mighty Empire.
Is that for Chris? For Chris?
Formerly on the deck of the submarine.
He was asking.
She appears on combat
day. Hey, on the deck of the submarine. Goblin. Have to break into the fact that I was.
Eggs on here somewhere.
Dwarves.
Okay,
that lucky goblin guy.
I figured since they have the magical runes and want it to fly away.
Yeah, dude. I love
Teams. They're awesome. I talked to
their models are so expensive.
The only other thing you can do this round is move it so we can
use it sometime.
The check is your complaint about Tomb Kings is a
fact. But you're on board.
They're skeletons.
You still have your ridiculously high defense.
Right now, my character is standing with
Jack
because they're in timeout.
Is this relaxing?
Now,
to you?
Did they it die? Was the strange Japanese guy on the submarine.
Like, yes, he's still the one standing on the tower.
Off.
You're still. Okay. I can't even get the damn things to stay on.
So they're in timeout.
For the theatrical flare, I will get a little red in the face, and the fire kind of around me swells a little bit more. And I will bolt towards him, not body check him, but get right up next to him, kind of. Extend the hand, and I'm going to do a blast burst.
Okay.
Right in his face.
Right in his face.
It says, ouch.
Okay.
Don't piss me off.
Yeah, of all the people he has to use that aggressive thing on, he had to use it on the one person who's the most dangerous out of the new people.
Yes, but who doesn't know this.
Who will not hesitate to kill someone if they piss him off.
No, I have restraints placed on me.
Oh, that's right.
I cannot physically kill someone. Despite my desire to do so at times.
Yeah.
Oh, is he a bad guy?
He's actually the bad
embodiment. I am the embodiment of rage.
From his character.
From my alternate.
His character has a dual personality, and his personalities have been split apart. You remember John the hobo?
Mm-hmm.
John the hobo is involved with him. He split off his two personalities and took Jack off for a little while.
Yes.
And leaving the good side of him, and then brought Jack back, and then is now taking the good side off.
Yeah. We didn't find out what
now they're
who
stuck
Jack
another,
was until he realized
dimension another timeline obviously
until he realized yes. something about her and then proceeded to try to kill her.
No, it was the picture.
The picture of the
Unifier.
Terrorist, yeah,
remember?
Anyways,
she and Johnny Rocket helped save the Unifier, the world leader Unifier guy, and he gave him a signed photo, showed that to him, and he went berserk.
Yeah, he tried to kill her, and
and then you two got into it.
Yeah, I put him through concrete and sewer.
Sewers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a couple hundred feet into the sewers. It took like, what was it? It was like 12 rounds of combat to put him down. And man, we were burning hero points left and right trying to stay up.
And I gotta say, it worked out wonderfully. It was beautiful. Anyway.
29 to hit.
Fuck. 29 to hit. We'll hit him. What's the toughness?
27 toughness save, and it's burst, so it's 60 feet area.
Okay, so it's what toughness save, I'm sorry?
27.
No, 27?
Everything within 60 feet needs to make the same toughness save.
Okay. Everyone within 60 feet. So
submarine, crewmen, things inside.
Right,
the
ship. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got punted, so American is still school? There. You're going to just be outside of it. Now, actually, you teleported the deck, so yeah, I'll need toughness saves from the two of you.
Oh.
And from Freedom Eagle.
I am not in control of myself fully.
This was Mr. White.
No,
him. No. This was me on the
submarine. No, I was asking. Is hitting Mr. White?
No, he's hitting Crimson Katana.
Oh. Okay, different ship then.
Yes, different vessel.
And I was like, oh, three. This is gonna suck.
Three.
Freedom Eagle does pretty damn good on his toughness save, but still fails. You got a 23, and it's a 27, right?
Yes.
Take a bruised hit. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got 29.
29. You're fine. The. What's the rank of that?
12.
12? Okay.
I couldn't have been a reflex save.
Yeah.
Are you bouncing over there?
Well, you know, it's a medicine ball. Why not? Or not a medicine ball.
That's the last place I remember seeing it. It was on my desk. That was the last place okay. I cut myself with my hubby.
Punt him.
Thank you.
He goes out to sea. Well,
a couple miles.
Yeah, goes out to sea. About 250 feet out.
Skip.
Still sort of in midair. He hasn't hit the water yet. On your character sheet, right next to your toughness save, there's a defenses box. What's the knockback number in there?
Two.
Oh. I just blew everybody off of the submarine.
Yes. I have a knockback of 14.
You get blown completely off the submarine.
Give me guys! I got a 4!
Okay. And you go about 1,000 feet out to sea.
Does she really?
Still sort of in midair. Like, but you only took a bruised hit.
Do we see her go flying?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, there's a big boom on top of the sub.
Giant 60.
Reminds me, I gotta make a save for the sub.
120-foot fireball.
Okay. The sub breaks.
Oh crap.
Doesn't break all the way through, but breaks mostly because, you know, you already pounded on it once. sub is going to be falling apart soon.
You okay?
No, that,
I forgot what to do.
What's on
well,
your
now it's open
Jeremy,
for you to get into it.
What's your, on your defense, what's the knockback number?
9.
So, you get knocked about 5 feet. You stumble about 5 feet back.
Well, you got lucky.
And
you know he's designed not to be knocked back. It's like my knockback number is a 14.
Freedom Eagle spirals off about 50 feet, 15. But then rights himself. You will be able
after your
once you hit the water, you can just use the water running. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. But
let's hope you don't ever have to fight me again.
Crimson Katana, still sailing back, actually is going to flips around, and when he touches the water, he actually jumps off the surface of the water back at you.
Hey, there's a trick for you to try. Oh, wait, you don't get your next turn until next round, do you?
And comes zooming in, you know, the 250 feet, blurs slightly as he does this sideways slash at you. And then he hits you and then is behind you.
I don't suppose my strike aura would have anything to...
No.
Okay.
He's hitting you with the sword.
That's how you raise your knockback anyway.
Increase your toughness, flat pervious on that, get a higher constitution, or get immovable.
All right. So
or grow.
Besides, your defense is a 22.
His toughness is ridiculous.
He hits you. Give me a toughness save.
What is your toughness based off of?
You want to burn a hero point?
I'm going to burn a hero point because I just rolled a 1.
Okay. So it's half your con, half your protection, or a full protection.
You lose all your hero points for hitting the gym.
That was my only hero points.
Protection. Plus 10. 10 of it is from Kaman, and 9 of it, is from...
What did you roll?
You rolled a 5.
You, you got a 15.
Plus. Plus my toughness save.
Okay. 27. 20. So if I make it impervious, 27. I made it.
If you make it impervious,
okay.
You all
take a bruised hit.
You could also take
what,
movable,
what is your knockback rating?
Rank, and that
17.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you don't move at all.
You don't even flinch. Just like...
I should probably do that at some point.
I got a bruise.
So take the density.
Yeah.
Am I still really pissed at him?
No.
Okay.
Once you hit him, you're that went away.
Okay.
Yeah, but after he hit you, I'm sure you're a little irritated with him.
Yes.
It's Jack.
Burn his other villain. Yeah, he will extra effort and burn his villain point. He hits you. And then, sort of as an after image, this energy duplicate of his sword comes in and hits you again. And will hit you if you meet up to save.
It's much better.
Jesus
Christ. 28.
Okay. Take a hit. Take another bruised hit. You're at a minus one because of your bruised hit, remember. So.
Okay, so 27.
Yeah, so you will take another bruised hit.
Gotcha.
Wind Whistler, you're up.
Okay, is there anybody still on this boat?
Yes. Emo boy. Top hat.
Top hat, man. The other guy is still out at sea and hasn't actually had an action since then yet.
Crybaby Hatter. How do we call him that?
This guy is...
He's actually Dr. Sangre.
Who?
Dr. Sangre.
He's going to be Dr. Unconscious here in a little bit.
Okay. What's that?
He's on his back, is he not?
Yes.
Yeah. In the hole in the deck.
Mm-hmm.
In an indentation?
Oh, yeah. The concrete on the deck goes when you hit, so yeah.
Is there a bucket, maybe, that somebody was cleaning?
Why not? There's a bucket and a mop, whatever you need.
I want the water in the hole.
Okay.
That he's in.
Okay.
So she goes...
Hopefully there's enough to...
You walk over or teleport over and kick the bucket. Kick the bucket of water into the hole.
Oh,
okay.
No.
And then I want to freeze it.
Oh, okay.
I've got ice arrows. Will those freeze water?
Yes.
I hope so. Otherwise, they're pretty pointless.
You got a point. Who are you talking to?
One of the cats. Spread that way. I didn't get
little white feet.
Look. Yeah.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Do you want me to roll for the water?
She's really shy. Give me a power level. The power level of your bow. Give me a power level check, more or less, as your attempt. And you're trying to. You're essentially. You're trying to freeze him in to more or less snare him. So.
Okay.
Plus some damaging effect on that. I'll say.
Like
but give me your power level check real quick.
For the moment, yes. But as soon as those get done,
go ahead.
Get back up and going. The reason that I'm trying to avoid snacking.
Well, power level your bow
is when I don't have something to do with the other snack.
Should be 12.
16.
So. Okay, he rolled a 1. So it's a 22 fails. So he is very snared.
Chill out. Cool off.
You're off the fucking chain.
Yes. Paralyzed, give me a luck check, would you please?
Somebody got bad.
Don't roll Jeremy's. How about the ones you just bought?
Yeah, how about...
But you fire it in there.
Do you want to use my
the water splashes up a bit and freezes, but give me your luck check real quick. See
you need D6s.
Can she use mine? I rolled plus two.
Two, you rolled two up.
I can go in and look. I got plenty of room.
Why don't you throw in a net?
I like braiding long hair.
I was like, what is
there
that
you go,
blob
giant
D6.
What?
The blob coming out of her,
it's
net.
It's a net, but from here it looks like a blob.
Dude, nasty.
Well, wear some pants and don't shoot blobs out of your
hands. You want me to put a post-it note?
Yes!
She's someone
even.
Have a post-it
I'm
note.
Even.
She's even, all the way, 333. She's like
333,
right
okay.
Down the middle.
Actually, it was 335.
335.
Slightly better than even.
Then we'll put it down the middle. You have kept, one of his hands is still free, the other one is frozen underneath the wall.
Nice.
I did not roll these dice. Oh! Two up!
And he takes another hit.
Alright. Okay,
not looking good, but he's still up.
My other creation.
Okay.
It would look better if it was tighter.
Who were we shooting at?
Who did you shoot at?
I think emo guy. Yeah.
Mr. Top Hat, Matt Hatter.
Dr. Songbird.
Dr. Songbird.
This bridge of darkness, more or less, appears. And
the guy comes walking.
This guy's actually standing on the one end as it extends, so he actually ends up back at the ship, looking very perturbed. And
he just wants
does up. This, and a globe of darkness envelops the.
By the way,
the entire ship, in fact.
You're going to see
that's
before
okay.
I do.
So, a 100-foot bubble of darkness just goes.
And I can see in the dark.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, oh, thanks, cover.
That's an old Black Orc, isn't it?
I appreciate
that
it.
Borgot face beater.
Dude, he is hideous.
He was officially killed in the Nemesis Crown campaign.
You're kidding me.
Did you hear that, Becca?
Because
the Emo
is now completely covered in darkness.
Emo
rides this this darkness bridge back up to the ship. Spreads his arms, and this bubble of darkness appears around everybody on the ship. It's a like 100-foot 200-foot diameter bubble of darkness, so it envelops the entire ship and part of the submarine at this point. Then he burns his villain point. Or in extra efforts, then burns the villain point. So you are currently blinded, so yeah. What is your defense without any dodge bonus? And minus two.
Sorry for the crew on the side.
So you've got
does that mean without the dodge focus?
Yes.
10.
Okay, and minus two, so it's an 8. So you just don't know that this is coming at you.
I do have uncanny dodge. I don't know what that does.
If you pass your save, you don't take anything?
Retain your dodge bonus while flat.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works in this game.
Yeah, you're thinking evasion.
Yeah.
Okay. So you retain your dodge bonus. So it's really your defense is just going to be a 18.
Okay.
Which is fine. Just are quick on your feet. Something grabs you. Give me a reflex save.
My worst one.
With a 17. My worst one. Darn! I only got a 35.
32.
32! Okay!
Like I said, darn!
Ouch!
Like, slimy tentacle! Oh god, no!
Pretty much! Something grabs you and starts to pull you down towards the deck.
Yeah, I think
and you're like,
anyway.
And slip right out of it, like, magic.
I mean, guys, like, damn! Anybody in the dark with tentacles wants to get out of there, but the female character should get bonuses.
Yeah. Okay. Out to sea, the sea monster has ripped the tanker in two. And hurls one of the halves at the destroyer ship. Which goes...
Poor destroyer.
And here's where we lost half of our female viewers. I can't remember why.
Whack, whack!
Oh, yeah!
Ah! Oh. Okay. This, tentacle was... This pink tentacle comes whips up and grabs one of the antenna on the ship, on the submarine.
Yes.
And this guy pulls himself back up. To the deck of the sub. He's like, looks over at American Eagle, who's like,
aren't we in darkness?
No.
Not,
no.
Not the not only the part sub. Of the sub is.
Only
the top
of the
top is too high. And looks over at the at American Eagle.
Why do you shoot?
It extends 100 feet.
But that's actually all he can do right now. Screw it. He's gonna burn his. He's gonna extra burn his own point.
Special sight power stuff.
Shoots his tendrils forward. Actually, and does sort of a faint maneuver. Let's see if he actually gets it off.
I have an alternate power.
And he does. Shoots his tendrils forward. Meanwhile, you now notice one of his arms is hanging low, and the tendril is coming around the underside of the ship. And tags Freedom Eagle in the back.
Tentacles around the boat.
Cheeky bastard.
Oh, that was good.
Man, Freedom Eagle's on fire tonight.
We could put him on fire.
No, he rolled a nat 20 on the center.
Just
goes, BAM!
Things that I touched.
And actually gets to go next.
Combust. I can't
gets hit in the back and goes, gets
being
hit in the back
fire and everything.
And kicks his kicks his flight suit into overdrive and just does a ram on Spasm.
His name is Spasm.
The name is Spasm, yes.
He's going to be...
We're done with him.
Yeah.
Spaz. That would be Spaz.
And hits him.
Horribly so, no doubt.
Oh, that's sad. I just don't kill this thing. I'm not sure. You know, Kate.
Who's doing what?
Weird.
Hmm? Yeah, who are you watching?
Sweetheart. Put her ball by your Wii.
Out of
now
there.
She's got it. That's cute. She actually
carried it up.
Got it. She's a little hunter, I swear. I threw the ball and she went. Get her away from the wires.
Yeah, she's going to break something.
Okay. Hits him and he goes sailing off again.
Nice.
Boom!
Is this like the elastic?
Stay on!
I was thinking more like the rubber ball attached to the paddle.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Paddle ball.
Free amigo. Mechanist.
Dude's down.
She loves that ball.
Frozen.
Where did you guys get her that?
Good day.
Ship cracked.
He's still awake. He's just partially snared in there.
I think they have this guy more than freaking handled. He's probably going to stop trying to bother mind controlling me and trying to react to them.
And you're in darkness.
And I'm in darkness. I am indeed in darkness.
Yeah, give me
I attack the darkness.
Magic missile.
Magic darkness. Missile.
Okay.
Hey, Becca, could you get me a Diet Dr. Pepper, please?
Actually, I think burn my hero points for a quick inventor check, which I get like a 40, to basically take my reflector, array, which is my force field belt, and basically shoot out a light to counter out the obscure.
Okay.
So I am now a hope. I am now a giant glowing beacon.
What? You say you're a target?
Okay, and what's your power rank on it?
10.
Okay. We'll say that more or less. That cancels out the darkness. You hear some clicking sounds, and then...
It's bright.
And suddenly you can all see. As his belt is now giving off light.
It's the Spider-Man signal.
I can see clearly now. The dark is gone.
I mean, you guys are all the heavy hitters. I'm just...
Remember Spider-Man had that belt signal?
Uh-uh.
Years ago. It was in the 70s, I think.
Oh, I saw that. What? It was reruns.
It was on the cartoon. Yeah, they had it on the cartoon, too.
It was in the comics, too.
I used to watch cartoons.
Okay.
Good cartoons.
Yeah, they don't have any good cartoons on anymore. It's just like crap.
Wow.
You're looking
that at is cool.
You watch some Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck, yes. You can watch him, but there's not very much of him where I live.
Yeah,
I don't. Have
I have him on DVD. I love him.
Well, you have to have him on Dish Boomerang.
Yeah.
In order to see him, and I don't have that, so sad. It's kind of sad.
I think they also have the Tick on there. I love the Tick. Well, those are all old cartoons. New cartoons, blow. Okay. So that's what Mechanist does.
She's paranoid.
Johnny.
Comes back with cannoli.
Comes back with cannoli. No, Johnny runs and jumps onto the submarine. That's what he does. Spitfire, you're up.
Where'd Mechanist go?
The big glowing.
He's the big glowing.
I'm just Andre's spirit. I'm like
again.
Mechanist. Tell everyone on the ship to get down and close their eyes. So I'm guessing he's going to say that.
Yes.
So. Anybody who is on our side is on the ship needs to get down and close their eyes. And okay. I'm going to burn my hero point rather than pull off the fatigue. I'm going to use it to do an alternate power. And I'm going to turn my plasma blast into a plasma ball.
Did you burn that hero point for your fatigue, too?
Earlier.
No, you said I can only burn one hero point per round.
So you're going to be fatigued right now.
Yeah.
If you don't burn a hero point. Okay. Well, you burn the hero point to do your effect.
Yeah.
It's fine. You're just fatigued. You can burn a point next round to become unfatigued.
Yeah, so. This is what I plan on doing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn my blast into a plasma like ball, and I'm just basically going to radiate plasma. Wow! And on everybody on the ship. Okay. That's why I told them to get down. I'm going to try to make sure that I don't hit anybody that's, you know, friend, but everybody else is going to get blasted with plasma. Okay. All the bad guys, at least.
Oh,
yay. On the bright side, you...
Basically, I'm going to do Super Saiyan. It's like, well, we're fighting the Japanese.
Yeah, but that
more
takes, like, years.
More powerful,
yeah.
Than that, yes.
Hell yeah!
And then they blow up the moon.
Yeah, then you blow a hole in the moon. And
I'm like, what? Really? You just blew up the moon after, like...
Is this like the Dragon Slayer thing?
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
I know they're doing a live-action movie.
Of Dragon Ball Z.
So they're going to be like,
yeah,
one of them is going to be 3 hours long and consist of one fight.
Every time she does it, like,
and it's all them just going, ah! And then that's the whole movie.
I got
then it goes to credits. To be continued.
I got a 17, so minus one because I'm fatigued, right?
It's actually going to be listed on the back.
Minus two, isn't it?
Fatigue, no run charge, minus two to strength and dex, minus one to attack and defense.
Okay, so I got a 17, 16 plus nine would be 25 to hit the bad guys.
With a okay. What's your power rank?
Power rank on blast is 8.
8?
Okay.
Yeah. It's about an 80-foot radius burst, so...
Yeah, so...
Boom! You're going to hit Emo 1 and Emo 2.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hit anyone on the submarine.
That's fine. I'm just looking to hit the people on the ship.
Plus a bunch of mooks. But yeah. The American soldiers are starting to dive off
yeah.
anyway. They've been ordered to
evacuate.
Tactically withdrawal.
Yeah.
I
told you.
Everyone
to get down.
Everyone on board the,
on the
aircraft
ship, yeah.
carrier needs to give me... does need to give me saves. We'll do it. Give me reflex save first.
Who's on the ship?
For anyone on board the carrier. The carrier, yeah.
25.
Johnny jumped off.
Yeah,
you're in the
American
water.
On there. So
I got
well, 14.
Yeah. 14. What'd you get?
You need help.
25.
25. Okay, you both are going to make it, so you won't take any damage from this. Because you warned them ahead of time.
Yeah, I said, get down.
Anyway.
Oh! No, Super Saiyan.
Nice.
Speak to me, I've been a bad boy.
And it's 8,
I'll be
so...
23.
I remember that.
Let's see, that's... 21 minus 4. Yeah.
Ouch.
And still got a knockback effect, too.
Yeah, he has nowhere to be knocked back to right now.
Just deeper into the
deeper
hole.
Into the hole, or into the ship itself. It's St. Balancers. He's not out yet. He's stunned.
I'm not dead yet.
Not dead yet. I think I'll go for a walk.
I was getting better.
But you actually blow him through.
He actually goes
the deck
down.
And he goes onto the first level right below.
Like falls into something down there.
Falls into someone's crew quarters, you know. It's like...
It's a bed, bounces his head off the back of the metal bar.
Bang! And his hat falls off again. let me get the other one, 23?
Yeah.
I love you guys, that you guys have emos on this. This is great.
Yeah, we like picking on emos. So
I can tell.
Failed by a mighty 12.
Oh. Ow.
Oh, sorry, 13. So he's staggered, stunned, and bruised again.
And he
but
goes,
still up.
But the knockback should send him flying back out towards the water.
Yes. And it's 8.
Yep.
He goes flying about 50 feet out.
Kapoosh.
Flailing as he goes.
Flailing as he goes.
Flailing as he goes. Flailing as he goes. Goes. Alright.
Is she tired?
I think so.
The,
Are you happy you're not doing much?
Man, I gotta waste all their villain points again. That'll work. The submarine, which is like about to fall apart, stops and goes and then reforms itself.
Okay.
Actually rebuilds itself.
As more runes appear on the side.
I have to open a door to actually look inside. That makes me angry.
Cerberus.
No, the hatch is still open.
Yeah, I'm gonna look in the hatches. Do I happen to see anything that stands out? Like, you know, boxes or...
You notice check. When the thing was ripped open, you can re-notice check.
I'm okay. Thank you.
16.
Okay. When it was about to fall apart, you did glimpse this about... what you would akin to be like an egg that was about 4 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
An egg shaped, mm-hmm. you know, 4 feet tall, about three feet wide at the mm-hmm. biggest point, being suspended in air,
mm-hmm.
And then the ship reformed back around.
So probably in the middle hold.
Right around, yeah, middle hold. Then which would be really not the middle hold, but the
lower
bottom, lower.
Then I'll
ship,
then, yeah. then instead I will travel there.
Okay.
Cool.
Give me a power level check.
Okay.
Just because you can't see it, so it's kind of weird.
Do I just add my power yes. level to? Where are you? Where the fuck are you? Okay, 15.
Okay. You will. You appear there. It's kind of a weird feeling. You're going somewhere you can't actually see, and you've never been before. But you step right on into it, and there's this 4 foot egg. It's grayish in color and obviously artificial. It's been man made. It's not an egg, and it's floating in this field. And then there is a gentleman inside this room.
Okay. Because I still have an act.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, and a monocle. Looks like that. He's holding a very nasty look. He's holding a strange looking book that's glowing with evil powers.
Does he look at him and go,
hello? Like, guten Tag.
That's fine. As soon as I appear, I'm going to use improved trip.
All right.
Basically, I'm going to start grappling him and then use improved trip.
Okay. Make your attack check, honey.
The sounds of all his various bones breaking.
What is wrong with
my spine?
My gosh. 13.
13?
Yeah.
You miss him.
Well, I am kind of...
You try to go after him. You're disoriented from teleporting on him.
We'll say that's what it is. And I will respond, Guten Tag.
He's
Guten Tag is good day, isn't it? What's good evening?
Guten Tag. Guten Nacht is good evening. Good afternoon is good. Guten Tag and good morning is Guten Morgen.
Yeah. Guten Tag.
That's the only things I remember from my German class in junior high.
Too much to remember.
Guten Nacht.
All right, soldiers are diving off. Back up the blue streak.
I'm running back and back up the ship and jumping back onto the ship.
We need power level check, really. Did you just want to run up the side of the ship? You can, if you want, you can try to give me a power level check to run up the drops of water.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
All right, everyone, let's have our feng shui moment.
She's not running on bullets yet.
I rolled another natural 20.
Well,
you can run up the drops of water as they're splashing down.
That's right.
The water vapor in the air is...
And you're back on top of the ship, no problem.
On okay. the sub?
Now what?
On the, am I
sub,
on the sub?
Sub.
I'm...
It floats.
Are there any bad guys up on top of it?
No. Well, there is... Crimson Katana is still up there. He's standing behind you.
Yep, there are goblins.
Oh, yeah.
Came back. So he's standing behind him with his back to him.
I'm an orc.
Sword he struck him with.
Yeah.
Spasm.
The first group he subjugated.
Again.
Again.
And I'm going to...
Emo 1 is back out to see.
I'm trying to hit Crimson Katana.
Yeah. If I didn't strike on him, though.
I mean, if you just backhand him next time, you get back to Japan.
I'm hitting Crimson Katana.
Okay.
With a strike of 12, or the strike of 12, I'm like...
Let me find Crimson Katana. There we go. How are you hitting him? What are you doing?
I am running by, and I am going to kick that son of a bitch in the face.
With her good looks.
Right off the ship.
Okay. Did you roll your attack already?
Yes, I rolled in 18, so do you add your
melee
attack? So that's a 29.
That will hit him. What's your strike toughness?
Toughness save is 25.
Mm-hmm. 5, okay. He fails that.
Got your belly. I got it.
And is...
I got it.
So it's a parallel 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Attack, so 10 minus 4 is 6. You do a nice roundhouse, you know, kick going supersonically. A supersonic kick on the guy.
Ooh, with my high heel.
Smack him. And swing just starts going out to sea. You smack him, and he sails about 50 feet out, spiraling towards the ocean.
Doing the spin like in the movies.
Yeah. Okay.
And you see the comic artist draws the surprise lines on him. He's like,
whoa. Is he going to do the stuff in midair and run on water like Hero again?
Yeah.
Oh, he had to burn
it. It's the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon thing.
It's just not the same unless he's wearing
Well, we'll see. It's Dak's turn now. So.
Yes.
Dak, he's out to sea. What are you going to do? You going to send him further? You got a running start now.
I'm torn because... I understand my objective is somewhere inside the submarine, but I really want to pummel the ever-living crap out of this guy that hit me with his sword. I didn't happen to get a glance at the submarine when it was cracked open, did I?
Give me a notice check. You were up there, so.
14?
Yeah, you would have seen the egg-shaped thing.
Okay.
Because that's exactly what he got, so.
I would like to go...
I got a 16.
Close enough.
No, I was going to say, this is Jack. He would not worry about finding a way through the submarine. He would make his own way. I'm going to go through the submarine.
Jack could also not bother to go for the egg yet if there's someone else that was still in his way.
He knows that he needs to get the egg. And that's the important objective.
Yeah.
As much as he would like to go and pummel the ever-loving snot out of this bastard with a sword... Egg is the entire reason we're here. Once I secure the egg, or once I know the egg is secured, then I can pummel the crap out of anybody.
You can help me pummel the guy down here, because I can't hit anything. There. Oh, you will, because I can't hit him.
I would like to make a charge attack on the sub and strike it.
Okay.
That's cocked.
It's not. It's
an
not
18 fun. To hit
you
the
have,
sub.
To hit the sub, you have to roll higher than a. You have to get an attack result higher than a 5.
18. So yeah. It hits the sub. And
essentially, don't roll a natural 1. You'll be fine.
Thing was half on an 18 and half on a 5.
I hit the sub. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but still,
does it matter?
Do I get a plus for doing a charging of any sort?
Yeah, it'd be plus 2.
Okay, so 29 toughness save.
Okay. You penetrate the sub.
I penetrate the sub.
You too many sexual references. You smack the sub, and your arm goes through the wall of the sub. So your arm's inside the sub.
Not your way through.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Crimson Katana. He is stunned this round, so he actually hits the water. Which wakes him up. Wind Whistler.
I've lost track of what's going on.
Mr. Top Hat is in the ship in a hole. Mm-hmm. Mr. Black Darkness
is,
you know,
skipping
life
off
is
into the water.
Fishing pit of blackness is skipping across the water as we speak.
It'd
about
be funny if he was really happy, though.
It's a pretty guy.
I'm Dr. Happiness.
I have creepy powers, but I'm very happy.
I'm happy that
he's creepy because he's happy because he has creepy powers. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Keeps the room open.
Nope.
All right.
This is gonna suck.
How close am I to the sub?
It's a decent jump check to get from the sub to.
Can I fire the sub?
You can fire the sub. You can teleport the sub easily. It's well within.
Don't we have some old lane?
But yeah, you could. It's within range.
Doesn't
it's easy
like
within range.
I'm gonna
fire a corrosive arrow at sub.
Okay. Roll to hit. Roll higher enough. Get a higher than a 5 result to hit this thing, so.
I say that hits.
What
are
I? No.
10, 20. It's higher
than
a 5, you hit it.
Higher than a 5, you hit it. This is a 27 toughness.
Okay. You start, it hits, and this hole starts to burn in the side of the ship. It's about the size of a basketball now. Next round, it'll be about that big.
Big enough you can crawl through it.
Easily. But yeah, you go, and you're now eating a hole in the side of the sub. Rather easily.
Crunchy.
Oh,
I said I needed more iron in my diet.
Okay.
Yeah, that ain't no lie for me, though.
More firing out at sea. That's nasty as more destroyers are getting involved.
You'd probably have to do
Tasty.
Oh, it's because I'm using fresh prime miniatures.
Spasm, crazy pink tentacled AI, comes sailing up towards Freedom Eagle and actually gets hung up slightly on the radar antenna on the sub. Looks down to see what caught himself.
He's such a tard.
He's tard. Freedom Eagle, apparently stole all of Freedom Eagle's bad rolls from last time. Freedom Eagle's like, bad luck, man.
Kicks him in the face.
Yeah, kicks him in the face.
Bad luck, man.
And he's... Kicks him in the face, but he sort of takes it. He goes, boom!
He's got his tentacles firmly in the submarine, so he doesn't go flying out to sea.
He's stuck on the radar antenna. He's not going anywhere.
Okay. Johnny, who's on the sub, runs over to Spasm and just grabs one of his tentacles, and he then starts running around the sub. Just does this and then stops, and there's a bow tied at the top. Spasm's like, ow.
Johnny.
And Johnny's standing next to Freedom Eagle, and they're both like, jerk. Magnus.
At least the ship won't fall apart now.
Ship's tied up in a nice bow. Magnus.
Well, Spasm's a spongy cord. Dr. Voodoo is where?
Dr. Voodoo is a whore down on a bed. Trying to get up.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it so where he doesn't.
Okay. At this point, I will hold.
You used to?
I know. I hated it.
I'll hold.
Hold your action.
I like long hair.
Hold me now.
Spitfire.
Yeah. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, burn in my hero point, or a hero point.
To cancel fatigue.
I'm flying down. I'm going to grab the guy and uppercut him back out of the hole.
Okay.
Boom. Try at least.
Poor Dr. Sangre.
Yeah, 24.
Let's yeah, see. Poor Dr. Sangre.
24 will hit him.
27.
He's still fascist Nazi scum.
It happens.
Eh? Whoa. Hey. What are you doing to my head?
You're fine.
You pelted him.
I'm trying to knock him up out of the hole back onto the deck.
Whatever.
Okay. Your head with mental tricks.
You do so. Smack him up. But I mean, he's a solid guy for as frail as he looks. But he only goes up over just over the lip of the deck and goes boom like that.
That's all I needed.
Picks up his hat again. Puts his hat back on.
Actually,
he's all yours, Mechanist.
I'll interrupt as he's picking up his hat. I'll shoot his hand.
Okay.
It's a 25.
No. That will hit him.
26.
No, 25. That will hit him.
What's the damage on that?
What's the toughness save on that?
25.
I've put pigtails in before. They were all kind of like spiky and they look like elfin ears.
This poor guy is like, God, why won't they leave me alone?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get my hat.
Disintegrate his hat.
I feel like a doll.
He loses his powers as his hat disintegrates.
You shoot his hand. Hand. What are you shooting it with?
My, the official name is...
Okay.
Photon Accelerator.
What happens? You put him in unconsciousness.
So
you just throw the hat.
That's basically what he lifts up. He's about to
top hat.
He picks up the hat. It shoots, and the hat just kind of flies off the ship. He kind of looks at it and says, "I'm done." And just kind of
okay. So he's out
for now. This poor hat. He's going to wake up and go into berserker fury because his hat fell off the ship.
Alright.
Oh my god, why?
The guy in with you, Tuxedo Man with monocle and strange book.
And speaking German.
And speaking German.
I'm sorry, there.
You understand wonderfully.
I'm not adorable. You didn't say he was adorable.
You understand wonderfully.
My hair isn't adorable.
Chase, what?
Are you going to give me a pony, a little
butt,
too?
Yeah.
Alien head.
Oh.
Sweetness.
Give me
one sec. I should walk around tomorrow with all my hair in little ponytails and people looking at me
natural 20.
Like, whoa.
So 25.
Nice. I realize that's about the only way you can resist this. Yeah. Yeah. Rolling natural 20. Because you will listen to me and obey my every command.
No.
And then it's your turn.
How much can I take away from my defense?
Up to your defense bonus.
Depends on if you have the feat that allows you to do it.
Oh, I have the feat.
Okay.
Up to 5, then.
Okay. Yep, up to 5.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, then we're going to do something interesting. We're going to subtract my all at a... Well, I'm going to subtract my defense by 5. To increase my attack bonus.
Okay.
By
5, then.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to attack him, basically hit him, and that will trigger my grapple for free, along with my chokehold and everything else nasty.
Okay, well, let's do the attack first. So, roll your attack.
Any one of these cats would be more than willing to
fight. At your bonuses.
My cat.
With a plus 15. Oh, that's a 19.
Maybe yep. But that doesn't mean
that will hit him.
That's 15. That's
34.
34.
Pose grapple real quick for the grapple check, because you get a free grapple check on him because you improved grapple.
And
which is your base attack plus the 5 plus your strength modifier.
And also, he may get. Let me see if I get anything else.
I'm guessing.
Proof grapple. Okay.
Oh,
that's another 19.
Princess Leia thing.
It must be this. It has to be the spot on the table because
must be
so 30 whatever.
Okay, you grab him.
Okay, well then at that point,
show me on the
my chokehold goes into effect.
Oh, punky!
My chokehold goes into effect.
Put him into a chokehold.
So he causes cause an opponent you're grappling to suffocate.
Mm-hmm. It would take me.
Like, what's your strike damage?
It's unarmed. It says plus 10.
So,
25. It's supposed to go in my hair.
Tough.
She just wanted to, like, turn towards you.
Okay. I'm just taking him out.
Okay.
What do you think of my creepy alien army,
Rick? You tag him, and you get him in the chokehold. He's still conscious, but he is... suffocating.
And can I, since I didn't do a move action,
mm-hmm.
can I trigger a power?
No. Triggering a power is going to be a standard action unless it's a move action. You'd have to extra effort to do
anything. I like the fact that you're mage.
Well, I've been to this place before.
You're a little
okay.
Shaman.
So I can come back to this place.
Of black.
Uh-huh.
You're going to go
I just made you roll
black.
First time. He's really unfamiliar.
Okay. Well, so I have a move action left.
Midnight blue.
Uh-huh.
And gives it a nice layered look.
All right. I'll put him in Hades.
Okay. You teleport with him to Hades. You're standing at the gates of Hades.
Are you going to go in there?
You shouldn't have let him have
That's
that
That's your move,
power.
Actually, so we'll get back to you.
Oh, crap.
No, this is bad. The first thought in his mind would be, I gotta put him somewhere. Where's a bad place? Hades.
Oh, crap. Boss.
No, he won't think about that yet. He's just gonna be like, this is a good place for him.
We're back up top, Blue Streak.
That's what happens when he doesn't have a
Prince
leash.
Prince of Katana is out of water.
I love this character. He's funny.
So, I'm going down into the ship to search for the egg. Or into the submarine to search for the egg.
Okay.
I wasn't there, so I don't know where it
so
is.
So you just run and go down the hatch and start searching. Mm-hmm. Give me a search check.
Your sister is playing with her hair. This is probably the first time we've ever seen.
You'll find it. It was determined.
19.
Okay, you just go, boom, and you're in that room.
I don't do much with my hair.
No one else is in this room. There is a what I described. There's this gray 4 foot tall egg that's hovering in it. This is hovering in place.
Did the search use up my action this round, or can I?
No, you can still do something.
Do I see anything that's making it hover?
Give me a notice there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That's a 16.
The difficulty was a 10. Looking around, both below and above the egg is this circle, a circle of these strange symbols. You'd assume that probably has something to do with it.
Sorry. Okay.
Evie.
Hey. That's okay. The magic users in Hades with me. For now.
Can I scratch out? I'm going to try to scratch out the runes.
Okay. The runes seem to be. They are actually. You're not sure what they're written in, but it's not. It's not any kind of ink or anything to scratch off. It looks like it's set into the metal.
Mommy's looking at you. But like, yeah, I'll get down so I can get petrified.
I can fix that. Metal melts. Runes disappear.
But problem just solved. Looking through them, and you know, just sort of look, poke down. You can actually reach into it, and nothing happens to you.
Oh,
me and just like guy a barrier might not ever come back. So.
Can I pull the egg out?
Yeah, if Hades is around.
Start pulling the egg out. How far out of the field of the cylinder are you going with it? Take the whole thing out?
If I can.
Okay. You take the whole thing out, and how are you grabbing it? Here is the egg. Here is you, you know. Are you putting your arm beneath it and moving it, or are you putting your hands on the side to move it over? It's weightless.
If I can, I'll...
It's a 4 foot tall, so...
Okay, I probably can't do it that way, so I'll probably have to put my hands around it.
You put your hands around it, and you move it. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I know it's not going to be light.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be weightless once it's out of there.
Presumably. It's weightless while it's in there. Moving it out of the circles?
Yeah.
Okay, move it out of the circles... And it drops like the heaviest stone you've ever... You cannot hold this thing up. You just move it and it goes, boom, goes through the floor, through the bottom of the ship, and goes into the water.
Uh-oh.
So you're now standing around about three and a half foot hole in the hull.
Whoops.
We need servers.
I knew I could.
And when it hits the water, that water just goes... He's heavy.
Sorry, the guy tried to do wiggity mind powers to me.
You will do what I say.
No.
Well, at least I know where it is underwater so I can tell Cerberus.
Most likely it's straight down. Currents aren't moving this thing.
But at that point, the beach bubble would just show me looking over and I'm just, oops.
Huh. All right, Jack.
Would I have seen this fall through the bottom of the ship or heard the racket or...
Yes.
Okay. Egg is taken care of.
Guess who's next?
Is the guy with the sword anywhere in vision? Good.
He's floating in the water, treading water and you know, coming out of the stun state, you know.
Okay. I will fly over above him, literally hovering over him, in kind of a horizontal position going, tap, tap. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, give me your attack.
Lovely one.
Excuse me. Damn.
No excuses.
That is a 24.
That will hit him.
I was like, holy crap.
What's the
fucking thing?
Investigator was like, what the hell is that?
It's 27 times save, 60 foot radius, burst.
Okay, you're not going to get anyone else in it.
He's that's fine, out. It's the effect now.
This is the panel in the comic. It's like at the end of the comic, you know, it's like the hero goes off and everyone's like, oh,
27,
what
you said?
It's like, wakey, wakey. Okay. It shows the water going up around them.
I would have put on the space station.
Steam rises, you know, as water gets vaporized.
and you don't see him.
I can't get to his space station.
Don't know what, I mean, in the commotion, you don't know where he went at that
point. I smile in glee. And I fly back to school.
Wind Whistler, you're up.
I thought the submarine was still flying through the air. When did it not?
It's flying, it's just floating. It's not actually flying anywhere right now, it's floating.
But you watch something go...
Yeah, you watch.
Do the force field withstand water?
No.
The force field withstand water? No.
Damn.
Super strong.
You could. I would let you spend a hero point to give you basically tack on the breathing immunity and pressure and whatnot to it. Spend a hero point to do it. And you could then use your force field as sort of a life bubble to dive on down.
At this point, how far down is the object in question?
I have no clue.
When it hit the water, it made quite the splash.
So I can't even see it.
No. It was...
It's probably through several hundred feet of dirt underneath there.
Yeah, I think the egg's okay.
I have no doubt.
Rock strata and whatnot. Hopefully it's not penetrating any of the mantle at this point.
God, I hope not.
All right, well...
We'll send him down for it.
So I'll tell you how much this thing weighs later.
That would suck. I could do it, but that would suck.
I will go down and investigate. 8 tons is most, or
the max lifting I can do is 25.6 tons, so...
Spend a hero point. Or throw a hero point at Andre.
Sorry, Andre.
Yeah, I don't have any super, like super strength.
You create the bubble, no, you go on down.
Normal 30.
It's
but still, about, what's I don't the super strength.
You're doing a lot of sinking right now. But you move about, you can use your teleport, no problems. Move about 200 feet
but
down.
I could probably.
To the, 200 feet down or so, and you're getting closer to the bottom of this area of the water. There's a very, 3 or 4 foot diameter hole in the ground where you would assume this thing went. And it goes straight down. You're going to have to go down a little ways.
Okay. Will my bubble withstand another...
As long as you, it'll be fine.
Between
between us, I can only lift 25.6 tons. I'm not super strong.
Emo is shaking off his stunned effect.
You can only 50,000.
Sea monster is having a battle with couple.
I can only carry my max is 6.4 tons.
Yeah, between the two of us, we can lift like 32 tons.
On public defender.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This guy's a blaster.
The muscle.
No, public defender was the person that could lift like 6,000 tons.
Yeah. What? You want me to
I'm
lift
strong, but I'm not
block?
That strong.
Okay.
Yeah. Public defender, he was all strike and super strength. So he was like.
Because I haven't poured anything into super strength. It's all just normal. Well, no, that's not quite true. I have a super
Freedom
strength.
Freedom Eagle.
Too.
Looks around and sees Eno out there. Who's shaking off his little stunned effect? He's like, "Oh, I'll go deal with that guy."
I don't know super strength.
What's super strength? That's super strength of 2 would give you about
strength equivalent of 40.
Flies over, picks up Eno, flies straight up.
I like how his name is.
Throw him over here! Throw him over here!
I'm open!
Yelling out to him?
Well, it's not my turn, but when it is,
you can speak.
Yeah, I will tell him to throw it my way.
Okay. He's like, "All right, batter up."
Yeah.
You will have to delay until his action.
That's fine.
Next turn. Johnny is admire his work and run around in the ship and then be in your room and be like, hey.
He shows up on the deck of the aircraft carrier with popcorn, a ball cap, and a flag.
Wow. Alrighty then.
Well, they aren't taking the submarine anywhere now.
No, I think it would have problems.
It's probably good that you didn't have a hand underneath it.
Mechanist.
Because he might be down there.
You could be the armless bandit.
Yeah.
Well, I go down after the egg.
We can get you another arm. There's plenty of people around.
I go down after the egg.
Are we exploring fun things on my phone?
There is
How far can you move?
I would hate
oh, wait, regeneration doesn't transfer right
I can do a full out move of.
Yeah, that's
a good
one. Some of them I'm not sure you want to see.
I know super speed suit.
He's immune to all environment stuff, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of time to get him down there. Those. Next turn, you'll make it down this hole. Picard.
Me. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I have the Superman endurance thing.
Oh, you want to send them back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna fly down as far as flight of nine.
You see the hole.
Go down the hole.
It has.
How deep does it go?
Yes, it does. It has a camera right there. But
if it's more than 5 miles, I can't get it out.
When you were in picture.
That's yeah, because I was in the picture mode.
I'll go down as far as the pressure will let me. If it gets to the point that you know.
Yeah, that.
See, it has
if we want to be realistic.
So between him and I, because we both have life support, he can build something. We might be able to enhance teleportation or use the ship's teleportation.
Use the gravitational.
Space to
You go sailing down. It's been several seconds since this thing hit. And the depth of this thing is starting, the pressure is starting to get nasty.
Altering my force field so that I can immune to or impervious to
the pressure.
Yeah, because
the
do what she did.
Yeah. What's going on?
I'm watching suddenly. I go right by you,
okay.
Right down the hole, flying.
So you're on the happy.
So of course, your plasma thing is causing the water.
Yeah, it's bubbling.
So you're heading down, and at your speed, you'll catch up with this thing.
I'll try to grab it.
Still sort of, it's slowed down by the strata, but it's as you see it hit the you know hit start hitting you know the base plates and whatnot, and it's just the base plates goes.
And I'm trying to grab it and pull.
Okay,
I can lift a maximum of 26 or 25.6 tons. I'm trying with all my strength.
And it's still dragging.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
we need to. Yeah,
oh, making us. I can't stop it.
Why don't you try waking the guy up?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna try to punch into it?
Yeah.
Just try to. Wait, yeah, that's a guy.
Okay,
forgot about that.
That's what I was thinking, but I don't have communication. Wait, you do that?
Dude, it's so big.
You punch the thing, and what's the damage bonus on your...
It's 27, strength,
so it's
strength 12.
So it's a 12. You go, boom!
I'm not trying to... No, I'm trying to get my hands into it and
okay.
Peel.
You're so...
I'll heat it up.
Go ahead and
get a little torch under there.
Yeah, well, I am a human torch.
You'll be working on it for a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
But you're starting to heat up the metal and you're not sure what alloy this is, but you're heating it up and that's what you're doing right now.
Mechanist, can you actually reach this guy inside this thing?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you say something?
Cerberus, you and the Baron here.
Wait.
Yes. I can't.
He starts flipping through the book.
I'll just turn the page and then point.
Oh, Shisa!
You have a choice. I can continue choking you and then leave you down here. Or we can return and you can mosey on back to wherever you're from and we'll never speak of this again.
I'm just unknown from Germany. Ooh, take me back to Germany. I like Berlin much better than the United States.
Well, I can't take you back there. But if we can have a ceasefire, I will take you back to the sub, and you can land.
You leave me here. I would be very happy. I will explore. Ooh, what's that?
You don't want to be here.
Oh, it's very
leave him there.
Right,
leave him there.
You said leave him here.
This is when you say careful what you wish for and wander off.
How do I get out if I stay?
You don't. Let me also point something else out. The gates of Hades are not guarded at this point, meaning there's bad things that are going to come out, and you're not going to be alive.
Well, I can take care of myself with the book. It doesn't rip.
Oh. I'll just take it from him then.
Give me the book back and put it on me. I will go back to Germany.
Okay.
This is my book.
I will give you your book back. Not right now. Once we get back, I promise.
I do not care what to do to the Americans.
Oh, okay.
He suddenly says in a Russian accent. doesn't matter. I do horrible accents, but
fine.
I think they're
interesting. We do not care what you do
to the Americans.
Yahoo!
You're back in the room. There's a big gaping hole there. Johnny Rocket and Johnny Rocket and Blue Streak are standing there,
looking down
the hole.
You.
Yeah, it was heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we get the heavy thing not to be so heavy?
How do we wake him up?
I had to use the book.
Okay. Teach me.
Well, you see the magic of runes. We had to set it up so we could transport it in here, and I moved it with the power of my mind into here. And then it stayed there when inside the circles it is what you Americans call weightless.
Can you do that again?
If you get it within the circles again, it will be weightless.
Right.
I cannot see it to affect it right now.
So what happens if the sub was down there?
If the sub was down there,
it would leak
horribly. This is not fine German engineering.
Do you know how to wake him up?
How to wake it up?
Yeah.
Not particularly. That would be a question for a lead researcher Wunderkind.
We just let him go.
Well, we couldn't keep him. He's just a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Anyway,
he's he is what you call inert. Currently.
Right.
What? Do we know?
I do not know. I am not a scientist. I am an occultist.
Do we recognize this guy?
Well, let me.
This guy?
Oh, yeah.
Let me gather information, Terry.
Does he notice anything odd about me being an occultist in Hades?
If he has, he hasn't said it.
Oh, Shiza!
Got a 13.
Don't call me Junior. You did.
He could be anybody. You really don't know.
All right.
He hasn't said his name.
You're not going to attack us, right?
No,
you're not
going
to do anything to screw us up.
I will leave. I will go back to the money.
We might need your assistance.
Assistance is one thing. You are my enemies.
No, not your enemy.
You are my enemies.
When did I become your enemy? Tell me.
You are Americans. Americans are actually enemies of...
I'm going to rip off your arm in about 3 seconds.
Very, very well. I cannot see it, I cannot affect it.
If I get it within range...
I will move it back within the circles.
Excellent. Then you can have your book, because I promise to give it back.
Well, I will need my book to move it back within the circles.
Okay, you're not going
to
disappear on me, because I can follow you.
No, I will not disappear.
Okay, here you go.
Boris.
Right.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, wait. Well, this is fine. I'll just teleport down as far as I can.
I'm trying to stop it, and I'm trying to peel the shell open.
He's next to you now.
Working.
He's, you know, it's still falling through the
I can't stop it,
plates at this
and
moment.
I can't lift it, and I can't open it.
Can the two of us try?
Try. Help. Yeah.
I'll try.
What are you trying to do?
Trying to help stop it.
Okay. What is your what's your max lift?
My max lift is 6.4 tons.
Okay.
Between the two of us, we can lift 32 tons.
Between the two of you, it's still going down very steadily.
Can you do can you use hero points to raise?
Yes, by two.
A power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I raise the power to, I want to. Quite well. I don't have an action. I use my action, but. My question is, if I were to raise, because right now my super movement, I can carry up to 1,000 pounds. This is obviously
you can actually extra effort to increase, give yourself a +5 strength in your carrying capacity for
or
one
increase
round,
power. Plus
and
two range to power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Plus so two
plus
power.
Plus two would be a 7. What would be the max? That would be a 7 power. That would be, it says 100 value. How much?
On what?
On the how much movement I can teleport.
On your unconventional movement, right?
Yeah. Dude, just or spatial control.
What's your spatial control? That's right.
Is a level 5.
Just to let you know, I think you just caused Mount Olympus to become Valley Olympus.
This is awesome. That'd be a 7.
Can I see the super strength real quick? Or the? I'm sorry, my book's out in the car.
Super strength's on the back of here, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. All right, well,
he's looking for his carrying capacity paper. No, I think it's 32 or something like that.
Yeah, but what I want to do...
I've got it over here, too.
But what I want to do is see if I could teleport more with spatial control if I raise it to a 7.
I'm sorry, it's 36 right
like
there.
Like a couple more weight?
Yeah.
Look to the other side.
So I'm at 1,000 pounds right now.
1,000 pounds?
I know.
Oh, you could add, aren't there feats to extend that?
It's called progression.
You could get you could use your hero points to get up to 5,000 pounds. But
so I have an effective strength of basically like 45 with a super strength of 6?
Because increasing it by 2 ranks for carrying capacity 20. On that on your teleportation would only
ranks,
be 5,000.
So it'd be
and that's nowhere 56. Near enough to move this
what
thing.
About 50? Increasing your strength?
Because it's 5 per 24.
If I increase my strength, that's going to be a 35. Well, I could increase my super strength by 2.
If I increase my super strength by 2, what happens? It takes me up to an 8.
And I would be at a
your, equivalent of a 60. Each rank of super strength gives you a +5 bonus to your strength, score, and figuring carrying capacity.
Okay, so if I do extra effort and pump my strength up to, it gives me a maximum load, it says, of 100 tons.
And then if I used one to raise my super strength by 2...
It would take you up to a strength, it would give you a maximum load of 12 tons.
So
112 tons, would that slow it down? Stop it, reverse
no.
it.
112 tons, it weighs more than 200,000 pounds.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, it's.
I'll tell you how much this thing weighs.
Like, then
think about it and how much you need to be able to solidify.
I'll put it to you this way. It's
energy.
Not this thing that weighs this much. It's the thing inside it that weighs this much. And the thing inside it, when awake, has an ability to counter it. Counter its own weight. It's not awake right now.
Well, I will pump the 2 points into the blast to get the thing open. So I'll put my blast at a 10 to push its way through the shield to open it to where
you
I can feel the shield open.
That's not going to work either. Dang it.
Okay.
I'm just going to start pounding on it.
Pound at this
through.
Point right here.
Yeah,
I'm
just going
to
start
between the two of you, you create a weak enough point and you rip the thing, you manage to rip the thing open. You do not know what this thing is made out of, but you wish you were surrounded in it because it is freaking hard as hell.
Yeah.
You manage to tear open a hole of it about that big. And you're looking down in, you know, you shine some of your plasma in there so you can see. But there is a... you sort of maneuver your force field so it's encompassing this thing so water doesn't rush in. But there's some sort of silvery liquid inside of this thing that... It looks, I mean, you're moving this thing around, but the level of the silvery liquid is constant. It's not sloshing around. It's just like,
around
it's like
you have to five others.
Play-Doh or Silly Putty.
Go get the German guy in the sub. If he can see it, he think he can move it with his mind.
All right. Where's he at?
He's in the sub.
So, Fraulein.
In the sky.
Have you ever thought about joining Germany?
No. I come flying up out of the water.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He's the master race, you know.
I come flying up out of the
water. Off that, bucko.
We will be victorious, and we will spread the wonderful Nazi power around the world.
Yes.
The flight speed of 9, I come shooting up out of the water through the hole into the ship.
Yeah, our government.
So now he flies up in the hole, and Johnny's like, hey, how's it going?
Going good? You. This force field comes around the both of us.
I'll feed his end.
Back in the water.
These Americans are so demanding. It's always now.
Hello, America.
Right back down.
Hello.
You got
hello, America.
We need your help.
It's the same thing with you.
Right
okay,
thing.
Now you can see it. Do you want to be a fascist as well?
I should have left him in Hades. Well, bye. Good thing you didn't. We need his help.
Hello?
Now you can see it.
Yes, I can.
Now move it with your mind.
He starts saying
he wanted to say in Hades.
Strange.
He's nuts.
strange words.
Nuts.
Magical incantations.
Completely nuts. We're slowing it down the best we can, even though it's still going.
Well, I pulled a nat 20 out for you guys. Well,
thank God.
And suddenly you guys are back inside the submarine, and it is sitting inside the circles, hovering there, and the top part of it is all torn over again.
Yeah, sorry about that. We just tried to...
Not mine. I do not care. Japanese built it.
Now,
stupid Japanese.
Question. With this, what we need to do is we need to be able to leave it weightless, but still be able to move the whole thing.
You either move the whole sub, or you move it with the circles. It has to stay within the circles.
So in other words, if we take out
the magic
circles.
The magic is contained within the actual runes in the
circles. So we cut out the actual... cut out the circles.
That is correct, but you have to maintain them.
That's
they have to be exactly. They have to be at the top.
Grab some metal. Hey, mechanist.
I'm gonna create. You know, it's hovering there. I'm just gonna create like a
cage.
A cage with slots in it, using the parts of the ship.
Whatever works. Do your best to not break the. Do not break the.
Can you help?
Do not break the.
Yeah,
runes.
Sure.
Break the runes. The spell will be broken.
Okay, we won't touch the runes. We're just going to create like an egg around it.
Around
it.
Never
you
do. Good deal.
Break, if
it.
You do break the runes, try not to be anywhere near the volcano.
Why?
Because this would probably puncture the volcano and
That would
be very
bad.
Nasty.
Yeah, that would be really bad. Let's give it a 5-foot clearance all the way around.
Any fault line or heavy tectonic activity.
So it's like nowhere on the west coast. Okay, great.
Pretty much, yes.
Don't we have a...
You mean like we are?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Much like Freedom City is sitting on it.
So we'll start wrapping... Who else is super strong?
I'll give it 5-foot clearance. No. We're the only two super strong ones.
So I will be the welding to...
Okay, good. We're going to weld...
5-foot clearance all the way around the circle on both sides.
That works. Come on up.
Come on up.
I can lift 400 pounds. It doesn't mean I can...
We're gonna carefully give it clearance. We're gonna build around, build a shell.
Like, okay,
keep
that one. No, don't break
keep
that.
Stabilize.
Now the boat will sink. We need this stuff.
And then
that we can
super
move.
Speed this thing out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I will tell you two. You can spend a hero point if you want to get some inspiration on how to wake this guy up.
Oh.
I will totally use a hero point
because. I gave you the timelines, and it's sort of hidden in there. Radiation will probably wake this guy up.
Radiation?
He was the Tunguska event. He was the Tunguska event.
That's and all
was,
I am.
And,
like...
and what you know about him, he was dormant and inert for like 30 or 40 years. Until they exposed him to plutonium.
Wouldn't the ship have radiation?
And then he woke up.
I'm radioactive.
Oh. Well, don't wake him up here.
Yeah, we'll have to get him.
Yeah. Just remember that.
He might be cranky.
Yeah, I am the physical embodiment of the sun in a human body.
Then
I am a giant nuclear reactor.
Why don't we take him up to the ship? The space station. Where does Fraulein
go? Back to
Fraulein?
The house.
Yeah. He's not Fraulein. This is Herr.
Baron.
Whatever.
To go back to Germany.
I can't take it. 5-mile radius. Where do you want to go?
I suppose that is known. You cannot take me to Germany.
I can take you to an airport.
That would be fine.
Fine. I'll take care of Baron Gay. And I'll meet you. Where am I going to meet you guys?
Eldridge's house.
Okay. No more passing out, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Been there, done that. It's not so much fun.
What happened?
I don't know.
She's playing with the kid.
Okay.
Freedom Eagle pokes his head in from under the hole. Did you still want me to throw this guy at you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, I am going to shut up.
That could be fun. Yes. Let's do that.
We need to get this thing out of here.
You guys stay here. Beat the guy up. What do you want? I'll get you guys back into the house because I have the only key that allows us to.
Okay. Well, I will come and knock when I'm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Come. I will follow you. You're way faster than I am. So.
Well, now that's weightless, though.
Well, it doesn't. No, it doesn't matter. She runs faster than I can move. Period. It'll take me a few minutes to get there, whereas you'll be there in seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should get to the space station.
That's true. Mechanism.
And then,
no, because I don't think we should expose it to those guys.
Yeah.
Think of how they reacted to me. Radiation.
Well, actually, I wouldn't even know. But that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah, why do you think?
I got you in the bucket. I found it in the ship.
You are not entirely certain what would happen if you took this up to the space station and exposed runes were removed. What would happen?
Who said we're going to remove the runes? We're just going to wake them up.
You also know that this guy's a tachyon emitter, and if you wake him up, radiation might have bad things.
See, this whole radiation thing is a little beyond
my mind.
No, you
take him back to Tunguska and wake him up.
No, I had a run-in with the Russians, and I already feel they're very pitiful, and I feel sorry for them. But let's not go back there. Because I don't want to cause any more destruction to their poor country.
If you go back there, you might have to deal with the Tsar.
And we also need to check on...
Okay, so the house then?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we need to bring that car back.
And we need to check on...
I got it.
Praetorian and Lady Liberty.
Okay.
Pick it up and fly with it.
I just slipped out the book and I was like,
So yeah, we're taking it back to the house.
No, I'm surprised the car didn't get machine gunned by soldiers.
Anybody who wants to ride in the car, get in the car.
Okay.
Click. Figured we'd leave the car for Freedom Eagle.
Well, Freedom Eagle can get in. I'll just fly it back, and we'll just carefully get it there. We'll get there quickly. Stop off at a gas station. We'll, like, fly, get, you know, land somewhere where it's, you know, uninhabited. Drive the car to a gas station. Put gas in it. Drive it around the corner. Leave sight. Fly it back. Set it down behind the house. Cover it back up with the tarp.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Baron to an airport.
Why can't you just do that?
You do so.
I eventually make my way to land.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened to our blob?
You guys get back.
The blob jumped into the water, and then everyone else did everything.
You couldn't get out.
You guys fashioned a little container for this thing, and you get back to the sanctum. It takes a little time. Luckily, it's in the dead of night, so you guys can go under cover of darkness. By the time you get back from various, you know, by the time everybody eventually rendezvous, no one had. Those of you who get back to the sanctum first. No one has awoken at all. You get back to the sanctum, and you know how to get in at this point. So
I'm the only one who can.
Right. You get so you get there first and start letting people in.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Some other person
start doing so. You take the Baron to an airport, and he's happy to go away.
Come back.
Well, don't come back anytime soon.
This has no bearing on Germany. If you want to destroy the United States, that is your prerogative.
He knows what's going to happen if he wakes up.
No, he's just a beast there. He likes seeing things blow up.
Should have left him in Hades.
I like him.
Should have left him in Hades.
The dead people get kind of cranky.
Don't they?
I'm not
going
to leave. I don't know what they're going to do. So we don't leave anybody.
You get.
How did you get him back?
Those of you who get back. First is going to be obviously Spitfire, Johnny Rocket, Blue Streak, Jack.
And everybody who's in the car.
And everyone's in the car, which would be Wind Whistler, you in the car?
Yep. And
Wind Whistler, Freedom Eagle.
Freedom Eagle.
Everybody but the Blob and me.
We wouldn't have left without the Blob.
Okay.
No, we would have got the Blob.
No, the Blob is not going anywhere near that damn thing. The Blob knows exactly what's needed to activate that son of a bitch. That's why the Blob is in the water, happily sitting there.
Slowly making his way to Aladdin
with a lead shield.
Slowly walking.
I need a thicker one.
Slowly walking to a latitude line so I can.
I am nowhere on the damn planet.
Okay, so you go back up to the space station.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. That's fine.
I go back to
we'll
the house.
We'll deal with you later. Probably next time. But,
yeah.
You are the last one to get back. So everyone else gets back to the sanctum. A couple hours has gone by, so it's starting to get to early morning. Is there anything you guys want to do while you're waiting for him?
Keep trying to wake up the people.
Okay. They are still very, very unconscious.
We need the mechanist to come down and enter their minds and find out what's happened to them.
Okay.
He didn't want to, remember?
On your way out, you'll grab a newspaper and then come home with the morning edition. So are you waiting for him to get here? You guys waiting for Cerberus to get here before you guys do anything?
I'm kind of worried about doing anything at all, but you know what?
Okay. Well, he will return, and he's reading the. He's reading the front page of the newspaper.
What's going on?
You know, it's the only important page in the newspaper, the front page. Because I'm not writing a whole newspaper.
German delegate recovered from revolutionist.
Chaos in the streets!
City police under Japanese control.
Japanese.
Oh, you guys are on here.
We are?
Yeah.
Can I see?
Let's get down looking for the comics.
I'll fly out and grab a paper.
That's not important.
That's what's, you pick up paper and that's what it looks like.
What in the Sam?
That's what the paper always looks
hundreds
like.
Hundreds, wounded, million.
That's your guys' language?
Oh, no.
When you look at it, it looks like that.
Let me see that.
I want
to
see
that. Yeah, he shows it to you, looks like exactly what you're looking at.
Whoa.
He says, is this the language you're looking at? Turns around, it looks like what you're holding.
What?
Show me what you're holding.
You pass it over to her, Wind Whistler.
What you're looking at is what you're looking at.
I'm assuming when I turn this around, it looks like that.
Yes.
But we can both read it?
You can both read it.
Well, yeah, that's what it always looks like for them.
American Eagle pokes in. War and Freedom Plaza.
Yeah. I like the hundreds, wounded, millions, and damage. I do that, and it looks like that.
Jack, you can read it just fine.
Oh, can you? Okay, there you go.
Read that out loud, because I can't read this.
Me neither. I don't think you're supposed to be able to.
Why? You guys can't read?
I never learned to read.
It's just written in English.
Look, Horatio, you're on there.
That is such a horrible representation.
Just as a...
Yeah,
just
you
as
can see the pictures.
The family would be proud.
Just as a quick mind beam, you do realize we are from a completely different timeline.
Probably so completely different language.
Yes, but so is Jack.
But language is...
He went comatose.
Nice.
I think it's a naturalization process.
Johnny Rocket reached over and he looks at it. He goes, that's gibberish me.
I speak every language known to man and beyond.
Here, let me write something in my language. I'll write something in what I know is English. Show it to her.
You can read it just fine.
I can read it just fine.
So what the hell?
You say my mother was a saint.
Yeah. it says my mother was a saint.
Since I know languages, can I spend something for inspiration? Or no?
You really don't, you know.
Okay.
Nothing seems wrong.
There's nothing seems... I mean, he looks at it, and obviously that's what looks like to you. He turns the same paper around, and it's perfectly readable to you.
Well, the mind thing, though, that's what doesn't make sense to me, because even though we're different... I don't know. That's beyond my... The language portion, it should be the same language.
Here's the shadowy guy.
That's me and my fiery glory, I think.
We're not there. On there.
Ooh, let me see.
I'm not a terrible...
I'm not sure.
I think that's Johnny.
That looks like me.
The blur. Yeah.
Why are we...
Well, you know, I was moving that fast.
We caused destruction.
When do you not move that fast?
That's true.
We don't want to be on there.
I want to be on the front page.
Gray buddy down there, too?
Yeah, it's Mechanist.
Hey, as a terrorist?
Wait, let me see that for a second.
Well, we know that's lies, but at least that my picture would be somewhere.
Give me an intelligence check real quick.
An intelligence check?
Uh-huh.
Unintelligence or...
Unintelligence.
Just... Is that an injury?
Unnatural.
As you're passing it over to him, you look at this picture. That's your uncle.
See, we're mentioned.
We're mentioned.
Wait a minute, give me that.
Where is this paper written?
Hands it back to you.
Where is the
Cerberus
ledger? What?
What's that bottom article in the bottom right corner say?
Uncle of missing Olympia committed.
With the apparent disappearance of Olympia gold medalist Horatio Hollenbach and his wife, one can only guess as to reasons for his uncle Dominic Walker's commitment to the Providence Asylum.
Yesterday afternoon.
And they turn to page 8.
Dominic Walker is best known as the entrepreneurial uncle to 1936 Olympic star Horatio Hollenbach. According to sources, Walker was arrested after an altercation with Freedom City Police. Police Sergeant Bill Maddox, who was posted at the desk to Precinct 17 in Midtown, was the arresting officer. Mr. Walker came into the station claiming that nothing was as it should be. It was obvious that he was delusional and suffering from some kind of mental break.
Oh, we gotta get him. We had to rescue him. That's my uncle from my timeline, not yours.
According to the police report, Mr. Walker entered the precinct and claimed that he had traveled through time, but history was wrong. He was taken into custody by police and transported to nearby McNider Memorial Hospital, where he was determined to be...
Why do you think I got into the mess that I got into? I went to save him.
He was quickly transported to Providence Asylum and is currently under the capable supervision of Dr. Ashley Ellis. Authorities have not been able to comment on the possibility that the current sudden deterioration of Mr. Walker is in any way associated with the mysterious disappearance of Horatio Hollenbach and his wife, Caislin.
So, did we just, switch bodies? I mean, like, are our versions in our time and our versions back here?
God, I hope not, because that's the last thing I need to know, is get back and find out that myself is, like... been saying Hail Hitler as he's walking down the street.
There's a sweetheart couple from Kansas City was reported missing by their family friend, Professor Harold Hamilton, when he stopped by their mansion in North Bay yesterday morning.
Hollenbach
and his wife were supposed to be
prominently
featured during the handoff ceremony to the Japanese provincial
government
yesterday.
Harold Hamilton. Oh, he's the guy that Wunderkind mentioned is working on the tachyon bomb, who's actually atomic brain in your timeline.
Oh, my God.
Authorities have refused to comment on the possibility that Hollenbach and his wife may have been kidnapped or somehow otherwise involved in the attacks yesterday afternoon. Professor Hamilton has, with the blessing of Freedom City Police, taken temporary custody of the Hollenbach children, Adam and Tracy.
No.
And would you be
children?
Here?
They had children.
I did not have children.
No, they have children.
They're named Adam and Tracy.
It's in the newspaper. It must be true.
I can only hope. And whoever you're calling Atomic Brain, Professor Hollenbach, has custody of them.
Hamilton.
Where does he live?
Professor Hamilton said, I'm not a medical doctor, so I can only hope that Mr. Walker's condition is temporary and that he recovers forthwith. In a statement issued to this paper late last night, Professor Hamilton
like offered at the back
a $10,000 reward for information
funny.
Leading to the whereabouts
she was walking, he was like this,
Horatio Hollenbach
of her feet.
And his wife, Caselyn Hollenbach.
Hey, you're
anyone
Horatio.
With information is strongly urged to contact Sergeant Maddox. In the interim, Professor Hamilton has returned to Edwards Air Force Base north of Omegatropolis with the Hollenbach children.
There we go. That's where he is.
Megatropolis is Los Angeles.
Hey, we could turn you guys in for $10,000 and you guys could escape.
Turn us in?
Well, save you.
They show you the article? It's in crazy gibberish.
Oh, Jesus.
No comics, though.
You can't give him the real one, can you?
I should go to the Freedom
We can't read their language.
Tell that.
I can't read your crazy moon language.
It's not crazy. That's the thing.
Servers like you wrote in it. You.
I know every language known to man, and it's not crazy.
I don't know why it doesn't show right for me then.
And on that note, we will end it. End that on that cliff.
Guess what we have to do? We have to act like Nazi sympathizers to rescue my uncle.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Bitch.
Really? We could just break in and start busting heads.
It'd be easier if we just showed up and went, oh, everything's fine. We went on vacation at rather short notice.
Ooh, and I could make $10,000.
Yeah. sure, why not?
Buy a lot for $10,000 and you'd be saved.
$10,000 buys you a cheeseburger
in
our
anything.
Time.
I need a new motorbike. And
if you guys come with us back to our time, wait till you see the kinds of motorcycles we have in our time.
Why would I go when I go back to your time?
Because we have really cool stuff in our time.
All right. To be continued in 2 weeks.